For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty? Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. All right, welcome to Punch Drunk Sports. It is an interesting show today. Thank you all for tuning in. Right now, just me and the Mexican. Just me and the Mexican. Welcome to the Sam and Frank show.
What up, guys?
Ari's supposed to be here any moment, and we don't know where Tebow is, and Tebow's probably taking care of some business right now. So a lot of fun stuff. We'll get into it. I'll get your takes, your hot takes, your hot Mexican takes on the Super Bowl.
Hot tamales.
Hot tamale takes on the Super Bowl and all that stuff. Real quick, let's get into our sponsors. Thank you, guys. We want to give it up for BetDSI, BetDSI.com. For all your bet needs, use Punch Drunk and get $10 betting cash. Again, it doesn't come in instantly. It takes about an hour for you to get credited. So just chill, Bill, dude. Just chill, Bill, and you'll get your $10. I did a lot of betting this weekend and lost big.
How much did you lose?
I mean, I didn't lose. $150.
I won the first quarter Super Bowl pool.
Oh, at the Comedy Store?
Yeah.
Where'd you watch it?
I actually was at the Cannabis Cup because I had a show on that Sunday.
You know what's so funny? I got invited to do that. I'm like, why are you doing shows on – was it packed?
You know what, dude? Surprisingly, it was. I mean, it was definitely an interesting experience because it was like there was no one in the audience. But then they were like, hey, we're giving out free shit. And then fucking droves of people came. And then it was –
that was horrible planning by – somebody got in trouble for doing something during the Super Bowl.
No, not at all. The way it worked was they let them do it because it was the Super Bowl. That was the thing. They were like, you can guys can have the stage as a free time. You just have to get the other vendors. If you can get people to give free shit out to get people, you guys can do whatever you want. I think that's what happened.
Who booked you?
I think it was Dinah Leffert.
Yeah, I love Dinah.
Dude, she was the best.
Ass,
but it was
a nice fat ass.
It was a great time. I got Kanye'd by a big Mexican guy.
Yeah, what?
Kanye'd by a bit.
What does that mean? Oh,
it was almost
face?
Yeah, no, it was almost 4:20, and I was in the middle of my set. I was about to finish, and the guy was like, just out of nowhere, a second mic turns on, and he's just like, guys, it's almost 4:20. We're going to start giving away free shit. And just tons of people came, and it was just like, oh, no. And then he came and he started rapping. It was hilarious.
Well, you handled that much better than I would. Okay, we got BetDSI. Also, go to Caveman Coffee. Use Caveman Coffee. Go use Punch Drunk Sports. Get that 10% off your betting cash. And then also go to Punch Drunk Sports. Use our Amazon link. Guys, use that link. Get that money. So that's about it, dude. Where are you going to be, Frank?
March 18th and 19th, I'm going to be in San Jose Improv with George Perez and Brian Redman, Kay Quigley.
The whole weekend?
Yeah, Friday. No, just Friday, Saturday.
Oh, cool. They're giving you Friday, Saturday? That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, I'm hosting, so that'll be nice. and then the 1st and 2nd of April, I'm going to be at the La Jolla Comedy Store with Adam Ray and Sandy Danto, so that'll be fun.
Oh, that's a great weekend.
Yeah.
I am this weekend, guys. I am in St. Louis. I'm at the Duck Room. I'm doing Mound City Comedy at Blueberry Hill, which is where B.B. King likes to play a lot. And then I'm also, the following week, I'm in Sacramento doing a Sacramento Punchline, the 18th, 19th, 20th. I am recording my CD there coming out. So what I'm doing is recording a CD while I figure out if I'm going to shoot my special.
That's smart. So you'll have two, are you going to do two different things?
Well, I might. I really want to move on from this material. but I really want to shoot it. So I'm kind of in talks with some people about funding it, so we'll see where it goes.
Nice. It's cool.
Yeah, thank you, dude.
No problem.
And then at the end of the month, I'm at the La Jolla Comedy Store with John Huck and Daryl LaMatre, our fight analyst from Punch Drunk Sports.
Quick stat update, B.B. King is no longer with us.
Okay.
No
so he
fucking
does not
way.
Play.
But Chuck Berry plays there.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's who plays there, Chuck Berry.
Yeah, yeah, wait,
oh,
no, I thought B.B. King has been dead.
Chuck Berry's the guy who used to piss on white chicks back in the day when that was frowned upon.
Yeah. Boy. He also liked to watch chicks shit.
I was fucking talking to some chick that I met in one of those creepy hookup websites. Not like Tinder, but you go like, what was that one?
Black Pages?
Like, it's really weird. I forget the name of it, but it's a freaky, weird website. One of those days I went deep down that hole.
Oh, I've been there.
It was for the first time ever, somebody asked me, some chick asked me if I would shit on her. And I was like, I don't know if I could even enjoy that. I don't think, I mean, she should have been at the
That's a perfect answer for that.
She
should
have been at the CVS where I just had to drop a power deuce. And it was so funny because I walk in. And I know the manager guy there kind of because I go to the CVS a lot. So he's he's a really nice dude, but I can tell he saw panic in my eyes. I'm like, do you guys have a restroom? He's like, yeah, in the back. And also he gets in the microphone. Can we have somebody back at the blah, blah, blah. I'm like, great. Tell everybody I got to fucking drop a fucking hot loaf right now. Thank you, everybody. That's worse than the tampon. We got a price check on tampons. That's even worse. We got a guy in the back who's got a mudcat looking for daylight. Right? And when I walked in the back, the guy had to look at, get in there, you know, come on, buddy.
Go.
So that's why I was a little late.
What's
man.
The worst shit you've ever had? Worst shit story. Close call, but or just like,
no, I mean, I've
it.
Shit my pants close
have
call.
You?
Yeah, you've never shit your pants in
I've
your life.
Shit my pants once, and that was literally feet from the restroom.
Oh, wow.
I know, well, it wasn't feet from the restroom. It was like, I had to shit, and I was like pulling my pants down, and I was making the like turn to like hit the seat. And as I was turning, it just a little bit fucking hit the back of my leg. I was so close.
Isn't that weird? That's your own stuff, and you just freak out when it gets on you?
Yeah, man.
You know, you ever wipe your ass and you got it on your hand? You're like, ah! Like it's blood.
Yeah. You're like,
Oh, God. Yeah, so that was it, man. That was it. So that's why I'm late. Hopefully the other guys will show up. what else is going on? So we got Super Bowl. I lost a lot. For me, $150. Gambling is a lot of money. Mm-hmm. I don't like to gamble, but once in a while, if it's a fun, like a big UFC event a big Super Bowl, you know, obviously every Super Bowl is big, but if it's Super Bowl, I'll make a couple bets just to make it interesting, and I got housed. Yeah. I got housed. A lot of upsets this weekend.
For squares, I'll always buy like one or two squares. That way I forget about them.
Yeah.
And that's what happened with this one is I was just chilling and Josh Martin texted me. He was like, hey, dude, you won. And I was like, oh, fuck.
He have a lisp in his text?
Yeah. It's all Z's and S's.
You won the first quarter. You won the first quarter. How's that text?
Oh, God. The best.
So funny. Yeah, so it was a crazy. We got obviously UFC. We got obviously the Super Bowl. We got Mickey Gall calling in, UFC fighter who's a huge Punch Drunk Sports fan. He's going to call in one, talk about his big win. And he's taking on CM Punk.
Saw that. That's going to be great.
And he is not pulling back on it.
Then why would he?
That's going to be a huge pay per view.
Yeah.
Like the wrestlers bring a lot of people.
Oh yeah, because they already have an established fan base.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting, man. I'm excited to see him. You know, I mean, like I'm kind of invested now that he's a big fan of ours. I would like to, you know, support him in his journey.
In his journey.
What if he went global? That's like crazy. He just got huge.
And you remember, you know, back in the days, he's like, I used to. Yeah.
He would still come on, dude.
Oh, of course.
That's how we are, because you're gonna suck his dick.
Oh, is that?
Yeah,
is that in the writer? Did you tell him that?
Yeah, dog.
Is that your pitch to all the people?
Yeah,
you meet?
That
you're
is.
Like, no,
dude.
We got a Mexican that'll suck the shit out of your dick.
Blowjob for everybody. you know, it's just Tebow. Where is he? Can you call him?
Can I?
Can you call him?
Yeah, I'll call him.
Give him a call. Let's see where he's at.
Call him on Skype.
So let's get into the Super Bowl. I wish Ari was here because I wanted Ari. Well, Ari picked Denver to win. You remember that? Ari's like, yeah, I think he's going to win. Like, he did a Hail Mary pass. Mm-hmm. And at what point did you realize that Carolina was in trouble?
That first quarter, the end of that first quarter.
I think it was
like,
the first pass he threw.
The
You're
first
like,
quarter.
Whoa, that looked really disjointed.
That's what I was saying. Was that it was like if the Panthers, if they didn't get a lead right away, then the Broncos, you know, they would have won. But
yeah.
Like the Broncos, as long as they get a lead, they can hold it. Sometimes they fucking blow it, but this one was like they got that lead early and they were set.
They just they could not connect with anybody. He just was off. Everything was off. He was just and you just have those humongous motherfuckers just coming down on you. It's just like it's so weird when you see like a line that's so obviously in trouble.
Yeah.
And you're like, "Oh, they have no chance. These guys are just too quick for them."
It was that guy from The Blind Side, Michael Orr, was just constantly getting beat by Von Miller on the outside.
Well, they couldn't hear.
Yeah.
There were so many Denver Bronco fans there that they couldn't hear the snap count or anything. And he was getting murdered by him. Murdered. And it was so weird because they had a pretty decent line for most of the year. And that was the first time that they just couldn't hold up. Now, they say...
I'm surprised Cam didn't run more, ultimately. You know, once it wasn't working, just go for it. What the hell?
Someone because they Michael put Vick eight in the box, dude.
Yeah,
they want him to throw it.
Yeah,
which we'll get into about his whole like storming off during.
Oh yeah. I definitely want to talk about that. But someone, my friend who's like super Haitian was just like, "It's conspiracy." I was like, "What do you mean?" He was like, "It's what's his name's last year as a quarterback." He was like he had to take a knee.
No, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, dude, that's
there's
not how...
some conspiracy. You're like, okay, that makes sense. This one didn't make sense. Because literally...
You got outplayed.
The last person who had any effect on this game was Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
And how do you know that? Because he didn't get the MVP. If he had done one spectacular thing, they would have gave him the MVP. They were looking for a reason to do MVP. If they gave him the MVP over Von Miller, heads would explode. Now, my whole thing is like, do you guys notice that Von Miller didn't go to Disneyland?
That
it was Peyton Manning? Yeah.
Oh.
Peyton Manning.
They've been doing it with the quarterbacks a lot. Like, even back when Trent Dilfer won the Super Bowl, he was the guy who went to.
I thought it was always the MVP goes to Disneyland.
Well, that was the year where they were like, wait a minute. Like, Ray Lewis, I think, was the MVP of that season.
Oh, they're like, we don't want this guy here.
Yeah, yeah. And Trent Dilfer did the commercial.
Oh, maybe because Von Miller got in a bunch of trouble early in his career. If you remember early in Von Miller's career, he was almost out of the league.
Yeah.
He got gotten hurt, and then he got busted for some drug shit. And then they were like, oh, dude, this guy might not make it. And what an incredible turnaround.
Yeah.
What a crazy-ass show it is today. It's crazy. I want to get into a couple things. I want to talk about
fumble. Failure to appear for a warrant charge and then speeding and then, drug charge.
Yeah. You remember it was like, boom, boom, boom. And you're like, okay, dude, you are teetering on being out of the league.
Oh, yeah. He tried to buy a gun and then the background check revealed an outstanding arrest warrant.
And they arrested him?
I think so, yes.
That's the first time it ever worked.
Yeah, right. Check.
Yeah.
He just went to the wrong scared racist white guy.
Yeah. The guy was
hold
like,
on, you want to go? Whoa, you got a back. Whoa, we got a big one right here, man. Get down here, cooter.
The guy probably
get
was
down
like,
here.
He was like, oh shit, this is, I can't see this. Wow,
yeah.
That's weird. I've never seen this.
Another weed city wins a Super Bowl. That's two out of three.
Yeah.
Seattle and then Denver again. I want to get into this Super Bowl, this fumble thing. Have you seen
which one?
The whole Cam Newton? Like he didn't jump on the ball, and people are calling him like he has no heart.
He just missed it.
No, because if they slow mo, you see him, he kind of moves back. But I just want to say something. The history of Cam Newton would tell you that's completely bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like nobody takes more hits than Cam Newton.
He's gigantic.
The offense is ran on him running into people.
Yeah.
The notion that Cam is afraid to take a hit is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No way.
I think he thought it was going to pop backwards.
Yeah.
By the look at, because it's like he saw people die. He's like, oh, it's going to fall back. I'm going to grab it. And if we look at Andy Dalton, do you watch a quarterback jumping on that?
No.
I mean, they're not completely out of the game at that moment. There's still a chance.
Yeah.
He dives on that. F's his arm up. F's his finger.
Yeah,
now
that's
they're
the thing.
Really
yeah.
fucked.
Yep.
And him walking off during the... him walking off during the press conference, the notion that you would put those two teams that close and have them talk about
why they won, why they lost, so close to each other.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Wouldn't you get pissed,
man.
Too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the guy's also like, we just said, Cam, you can't pass. You suck. Show us. And then Cam's just sitting right there, getting asked the same question 800 times in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to grant, yes, you can't celebrate like that when you win and then storm off. But I feel like that guy talking mad shit is the reason he stormed off.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, it was also like he still congratulated Peyton right the second after the Super Bowl ended. You know what I mean? Yeah, they got the picture and stuff. Mm-hmm. But he walked out on the media. It's just the media.
The media
fuck
gets
cares?
So
the media gets so. That's why they spun it that way.
Yeah.
It was just like, dude, you know, I would have fucking walked out too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He even said it. He's like, I'm a sore loser, man.
Yeah.
But it's like, dude, you fucking just lost the Super Bowl. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Peyton Manning lost the Super Bowl, walked off the field, didn't shake anyone's hand.
100%.
When he lost once. Mm-hmm. And then it was like his pride was there. Like, it was one of those. It's like, dude.
Yeah, Peyton Manning's Teflon. He's just like, he can do no wrong.
Did you see the Bill Romanowski tweet?
What?
Calling Cam like classless for doing that. And then someone retweeted with all of Bill Romanowski's like he was fined $80,000 as a player for incidents
on
the field.
Everybody knows he's a scumbag. It's like this big it's literally the and I hate getting political here. It's Republicans I'm not going to say Republicans, Democrats. Everybody I don't care what you are. It is conservatives versus liberals. Like the conservatives do all the things the liberals do, but they don't want anyone to know about it.
Yeah.
That was Bill Romanowski right there. You're a fucking scumbag who cheats and steals and does mean shit. He punches people, spits on people, and you're mad because he walked out?
Yeah.
It's so annoying when you see that.
It's silly.
Hypocrisy, it should be a misdemeanor. You should be able to arrest him for hypocrisy. I've always said that. Like if you're a conservative who goes around, you shouldn't be allowed to do anything gay, and then you get busted blowing dudes. You should have to blow a bunch of guys right in the middle of Times Square.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's just my opinion. I just think it's like I hate hypocrisy. You know, whether you want to be out in the open, that's another thing. But when you condemn people for doing shit you're doing, that's some bullshit right there.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
I think Peyton. Does anybody want Peyton to keep playing?
No, I think it's time for him to try. Did you see the video of Eli Manning? The second
that's another
his brother
thing I have a problem with. I mean, like, I'm the only one, but that's a classic Eli Manning face. Look up Eli Manning face. That's what he makes every time. He has no emotion.
He's Eli face.
Yeah. Right? It's all. You ever watch him in a game? No matter what's going on, so he's got that 50-mile stare.
Yeah.
He's notorious for that.
He's kind of special. He kind of does, you're right.
He always has Eli face. That's just what he does. Dude, there's one thing you know. Those brothers love each other. I mean,
absolutely.
Expressed it over years. And I don't think really Eli gives a shit whether they think his brother's better than he is.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Super Bowl goes back to something I've talked about in this podcast before, which is...
Sorry, I just read an article of Eli responding to people asking about his face. He's just like, it's just my face.
Yeah.
He's like, that's just how my face looks.
That's exactly what I said. It's always been classic Eli. He always makes that weird 50-yard Vietnam vet stare.
I'm looking at pictures right now. He does.
I've always said on this thing about...
Oh, Tebow just texted me.
Yeah, he did. Me too.
What did he say? He's on the way?
I have to leave early. They're all late.
Wow.
So, what was I going to talk about? Fuck, my brain just went bye-bye. I can't remember.
We're talking about Manning face.
Oh, okay. LeBron... I've always said that Eli and LeBron are very much alike in that they're so skilled and they're so held in such high regard that they have maybe too much power for their own good and that they called too many shots, controlled too much of personnel and how things were run, that I actually feel, in a weird way, it hurt them in the long run because it cost them championships, in my opinion. You know, and this is a great example of where, like, Peyton Manning wasn't allowed to control the game. And because basically the coach said, we're not going to allow Peyton Manning to throw the ball. We're just going to keep, we got a lead. This defense is a top
three of all-time defense. It's within the discussion of greatest defense of all times. We're just going to hand off the ball. We have a fucking lead. We're just going to hand the ball, maybe throw it. Because you watch some of those throws. Yeah. I mean, they went Goodyear blimp, like slow motion. Yeah. I couldn't believe they didn't get picked off all the time.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
They were such ducks.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, so they took the power off them. Kubiak's like, no, dude, you're not running the offense. We're running the offense, and you're not throwing the fucking ball.
Yeah, yeah.
Just hand it to that guy.
Yeah, we got the lead.
Yeah.
We're cruising.
And you look at, like, the Cavs right now. It's like, is Kevin Love a good fit? I don't know. Did I think they should have made Wiggins for Kevin Love? Yeah, I did. But when you go back, that was LeBron saying he wanted Kevin Love over Wiggins. And now, like, they need a ball-hawking shooting guard who can play defense. You know what I'm saying? And that's Wiggins. Mm-hmm. That's really what Wiggins would have been. He would have slipped to the two.
Yeah.
And he would have fucking played. It would have been crazy. Do we get any calls?
We had one from a 509.
Hey, if you want to call in, 323-282-7424. What do you want to talk about? I want to hear what your takes on the Super Bowl is. I want to hear what your take is while Frank looks at funny Eli Manning faces. Did you like any of the commercials, guys?
I actually laughed out loud at that first Doritos one. Where the
that was good.
Labor. Yeah.
How do you feel?
Because it was so extreme. I was like, whoa, they actually fucking did that.
How do you feel about the, that Liberty Mutual commercial with the 9/11 stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know if I saw that one.
No, what was that?
I don't know. There's some, like, I think that it only played in, like, a few states, but it was, like, I don't know what kind of company it was. It was something like insurance or whatever. But it was, they, like, talked about, like, the history of, like, what made this history great, or this country great. And it's like, we've also had our setbacks. And they talked about, like, the tragedies, and they, like, show, like, the bad shit that's happened. And then they straight up showed the, like, a plane hitting the tower.
What?
Yeah. Like, old 9/11 fucking images. You're just like, thanks.
I have this weird thing with the Super Bowl. And it's, I want to get in a halftime show, too.
Oh, yeah.
I have this weird thing about the Super Bowl. It's like, I'm an edgy, dirty, dark comic. Okay, I like edgy shit. I like Quentin Tarantino, like Reservoir Dogs. I love all that shit. But when it comes to the Super Bowl, I just want a nice, simple family. Because you're watching with your dad, you're watching with your grandma, you're watching with your kids. Mm-hmm. You don't need crazy shit. Just sing, just do a funny commercial. Don't, like, do anything to get, like, it's just unnecessary. It's just like, if I get hired on certain gigs or the people want to hire me, I go, who's there? I go, you don't want me to do that show.
Yeah.
I'm not right for that show. Hire somebody else who's right for that show. I don't want to come in there and do that and everyone's there. The Super Bowl, I don't need to see Janet Jackson's tits.
Yeah,
okay?
Right? And this as is much guy as I'd like to.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a guy who has a crippling porn addiction, okay? I don't need to see Janet Jackson's chocolate titties.
Yeah.
Okay?
I mean, it's like you got your family, your dad, your grandma. I mean, it's like grandma's going to die soon. She's going to see two gay guys kissing.
Yeah.
Or the GoDaddy ads.
Like, yeah. Or the fucking MIA flipping off the camera. You don't need that. It's unnecessary. It's not the place. Mm-hmm. There's other places to do that where they're expecting you to do something. Super Bowl, we just want to have a little light entertainment and fucking move on and watch a good football game.
You see that Scientology commercial?
No.
Hilarious.
Really?
Oh, yeah, man. It's a great commercial.
Really?
Yeah, because it's just like, it's like science, and then it's like people in like a lab and shit, and then it's like technology. You go through life, and then it's like a bunch of people like walking around the world, and it's like, well, who's like with the answers in your palm, like they talk about how you can answer any question just in the palm of your hand. It's like, but the answer to one question, it's like, who am I? And then it's just like science, technology, and it's like Scientology. And then at the end of the commercial, man.
I wish someone would run what they actually believe in. They believe that there's a lava monster in the middle of the fucking planet, and that there's some weird space gods, and when you die, you get your own planet. And yeah, they're crazy.
Yeah.
Go back to your iPhone. Fucking retards. I hated Coldplay. I'm not necessarily an anti-Coldplay person. I don't mind them. I think, you know, for what they do, they're great. I just thought that was a horrible choice.
They're great in an elevator.
Yeah, they're great in an elevator. They're great on a date night with your girlfriend.
Yeah, man,
concert.
If it's Super Bowl, restaurant. I want to see, like, fucking, remember when they had Prince and fucking, like, you know,
Prince was the best.
I felt like I was watching.
That was the last time Peyton won.
Yeah. Like, give me like a fucking Guns N' Roses. You know what I mean? Like, oh, shit, you got him back for this? This is great.
I thought I was watching children's morning television with these kids, all these multi-ethnic kids. It's like, hey, we got a bunch of chicks and Asian guys. You notice they were all Asian guys? I know it's San Francisco.
That's true.
And there's this classic story that everyone thinks San Francisco's gay when it's really Asian.
Actually, that's just all that Levi Center. That's all Asian people live in that area.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like
an hour out of the city.
Yeah, it's like Milpitas. It's by Great America. I used to live
there. This saying that San Francisco, because everyone thinks it's gay when it's really just Asian, and they say it's more walks than cocks.
Hey.
Hiya.
Wontons.
But so we got fucking... The microphone, something's not working. Somebody got in trouble because the network hooking up to the sound system, something disconnected. So you couldn't hear Chris sing that well. I know him. I forget his last name.
Martin.
Chris Martin sing that well. So that crippled an already bad decision. Yep. The best part of that whole performance was the stage. That was cool with the laser, the kind of light show. Mm-hmm. But the song sucked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he kept like going into the crowd, and it was just like, it's really creepy watching a grown man do that with kids.
He's single now.
Yeah.
He's trying to get them youngs.
His ex-wife's there. He's banging fucking
She's still a fan.
Oh, gross.
Jennifer Lawrence. He's banging Jennifer Lawrence at a time.
Oh, yeah.
She looks like she can fuck.
I just want to get that famous, man. Yeah.
What?
I just want to get that famous.
No, you don't, dude. You don't want to get that famous.
Attractive celebrities.
You know, I don't want to get that famous. I want to just get famous enough that I could do whatever I want to. If I want to do a show, I could show up and do a show, you know, and I could pack it out with people listening. But then nobody cares what I do on my personal time. You know, a friend of mine's dating a famous person, and like the tabloids are already giving him shit about some stuff in the past. You're like, Jesus Christ, dude.
I killed one person.
I killed one fucking person. Yeah, and then of course, you know, we did a halftime show, and Coldplay's making white people look bad, and then the ethnic people come on stage and just destroy everybody.
Yeah.
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 Bruno Mars was awesome.
Yeah.
Was awesome.
Can he get his own hairstyle, though?
What do you mean?
Right?
When he did the halftime show, he had James Brown's hair. Now he has Michael Jackson's Thriller hair.
Well, there's always been country that he just rips off people.
Yeah.
But he's amazing at it.
Yeah, he's really good.
He's really good at it. And that whole thing he did was a salute to Hammer, he said.
Oh, you know, the outfit. Because
he's from the Bay Area.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dude.
Good.
Hammer's from Oakland, yeah.
Beyonce, man, almost fell down.
She caught it, though.
She did catch. She's like, please, Lord, don't let me fall down in the Super Bowl. Do not let me fall down in the fucking Super Bowl. You know they would have cut away right there, let her get up, come right back.
Oh, yeah, but you know that Vine would have been great.
Sorry. I don't know.
Did you see Beyonce's lyrics about Red Lobster is now like a great hashtag?
By the way, why she sings about Red Lobster?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
That's like her new song. Like, if you fuck me good, you can take me to Red Lobster.
It's like, he fucked me
Welcome to the show.
Take him to Red Lobster.
Sorry I'm late, everybody. I turned my alarm off. It said 11:55 when I woke up. I was like, holy shit. Holy shit. And that never happens to me. Ari said he's 10 minutes late. He's later than me.
I have to leave at like 1:15.
Well, we'll take over from there. Where's Ari? You said he's going to be 10 minutes late.
I don't even know, dude.
25 minutes late.
Well, you know what? Welcome to Sam and Frank's podcast.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Frank of the Mexican.
You are the Mexican.
That's
a double.
That's
Sam and the Mexican. Sorry. You're all right. Now you've kicked me off.
Oh, it's Frank and the Mexican now?
Apparently I'm a filthy
Wow. Dude, I turned my shit off. I had three alarms set, turned it off.
Three alarms?
Yeah, starting at 10.
That sounds like a horrible band from the 90s.
That was really
bad. What's that single?
Turn it off, and then it's like 11:55, and I'm like, why is Frank Castillo calling? Oh, my God, Frank's calling me! So, really, well, that's literally what I did.
Let's talk about the Super Bowl again.
Where did you watch it, by the way? Why didn't you come to Sarah's?
I went to Dana's sister's.
Oh, okay. That's a hike?
Yeah, that we went down. Well, you know, I was there for, like, basically the weekend.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
I was there Saturday night, and then, yeah, and then I was there.
Dude, I was, like, 90% going to Morgan Murphy's party. And only because Ari and Theo Von and Nick Youssef were like, well, we're going to Tiana's. I'm like, all right, fuck it, I'll go to Tiana's. go to Tiana's. I win all four quarters of her pool.
Holy shit.
I made $460 to go to Tiana's party.
Holy shit.
I bought four squares for $5 each. And the best part was so I won the first one. And she comes, I'm like, don't hand it to me now. Wait till I'm standing in front of Ari. Because Ari spent the entire Super Bowl outside smoking pot. He was like passively watching the game, just like would lean in and look. But the entire patio smells like pot. I'm sitting in front of the game, and I'm like, hang on, don't give it to me now. And I go stand by Ari. I'm like, hey, man, how's it going out here? And I go, hang on, Ari. She'd just hand me a wad of cash, and I would just put it in my – what were you saying, Ari? Second quarter happens again. And I'm like, at the – you know me, I'm always broke. So first quarter, I'm like, cool. I got my – I doubled my money. I'm cool. This is a great party. Second quarter, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Awesome. Awesome. Now I can get a haircut. Third quarter, it happens again. Now, before, there was like about 10 squares that weren't full because there weren't like enough people to fill the whole thing. Like enough people didn't buy everything.
You should just keep buying squares.
Well,
you didn't have to. Now
well, but, so Ari goes, well, here's what happens. You know, Ari, the fucking betting police, here's what happens. If it goes to the final score and it goes on a blank square, the three people that won the other squares, they just split it evenly between the three winners. And we all go, okay, that seems fair. Well, I knew that rule. They go for two. If they don't get it, it goes to one guy. If they kick a conversion, it goes to another guy. But if they go for two and get it, it lands on a blank square. So at the end of the game, or towards the end of the game, like Ari, Tiana, they're all up there doing this, like, you know, gambling Super Bowl math. And they're like, well, okay, if it goes, but it lands here. Okay, well, then they'll just split it between, so the other three winners, and that would be. And they all slowly turn and look at me, and I'm sitting on the couch, and I'm just laying on the couch, because I know they're about to figure out that it's me, and I'm laying on the couch, like, super comfortable, and they all look at me, and I'm just doing this. I'm just making it rain with my hand, like, bring daddy his cash. They're all like, God damn it, he won the whole fucking thing.
That's
so
awesome.
I've never seen anybody win all four.
Yeah, that's great.
I've never either.
I've got an amazing story, though.
Yet. Oh, are you going to tell them about what happened last night?
I don't know what happened last night, but I do have an amazing story.
All right.
You know Ryan Richter, our good friend. His brother, rest his soul, passed away last year.
Oh.
And he was a San Diego cop and suffered from massive depression and killed himself last year. And it's been a really rough year for Ryan and his brother. Every year, Ryan, his brother, and the one that passed away would all go in for $330 on the San Diego Police Department, $1,000 a square box. Never hit it 6 years in a row. Never hit it. This year, San Diego Police Department's like, of course you and your brother can still be in our thing. They split it 500, 500. On the two-point conversion, they hit the final score, and they split $60,000.
What?
Yep.
Holy shit.
Ryan Richter won $30,000
2
days ago.
That's great.
And, dude, the guy was, like, so fucking emotional. I'm like, God, dude, I'm so happy for you. What are the – I mean, dude,
$1,000
a square?
That's a great story.
Dude, I mean, and it couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Yeah.
He told me that, and I was like, God, dude, that is the best story, man.
That's awesome.
I was going – I was like – I saw him, and I was like – bragging about my measly fucking $400-something win.
Right.
And he's like, well, I got a story for you, bro. Wait till you hear what happened to me.
I saw the greatest thing last night, and Jason Tebow was the one that showed me. And it fucking blew my mind.
Thank you. Go ahead. Do tell.
I can't. You got to tell it. Cause you
no, please.
Just,
please.
Oh, okay. All right.
Frank and Sam's show, I'd love to hear this from your point of view.
So we're on the patio, and Jason Tebow shows me the coolest trick I've ever seen where he tosses a cigarette at his face without breaking eye contact, and the whole goal is to catch it in his mouth and then light it, and it's the funniest thing you've ever seen, because if he doesn't make it, just the confidence just kills me. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. So on the second try...
It wasn't even the second try. He does it the first time we laugh, and I'm saying something to Kyle, and then I turn, and Jason just is in my face, and he goes, "I'm about to blow your mind." And then he does it, and it lands, like, perfectly. Doesn't yeah. bounce off his lip or anything. Full-on connects, and then he just lights it, and the I fucking – it. We it all went wild.
The best, bro. Like, not 99 times it doesn't go in, I go, "Watch this." And I just – it'll hit me in the forehead, but I still pretend to light it. For some reason, Kyle Ray thinks it's the funniest thing in the
it
world.
It is. Funniest thing in the world.
Every time I see Kyle Ray, he's like, "Hey, man, do this." You know, we'll gather people around. I'm like, "You got it. Get ready to have your fucking face fucked, idiot." And I'll just throw it, and it'll go over my shoulder, you know, but I still pretend to light it. He comes up, and I go, "Get ready to have your mind blown." It just goes right in. I just light it, and I'm just staring at him. And like it happens every fucking time. He's like, "No way." What you don't know, you leave. But remember, Kim Condon left.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, "Dude, the one girl that was here left." You leave. I go around the corner. I'm talking to Adam. And Kim comes up and she goes, "I just talked to Frank. He said you just nailed it." And I'm like, "I mean, you want to have your fucking mind fucked right now? Then check this out, bitch." 2 times in a row. She's like, "Oh, my God." Never in my life. So something horrible is about to happen to me. And I just won that thing. And then 2 times in a row I did that. So do not get anywhere near me because I'm going to be struck by lightning or something bad's going to happen.
You
got
to buy a lotto ticket on
like,
the way home.
Too many good things have happened to me in the last like 2 weeks. So I'm just.
Fun times.
Hilarious.
Fun times.
So what did you think of it?
You know what's so funny? I was talking about this on the International Bad Boys the other day. Is I find it hilarious that, you know, it's so interesting watching that Super Bowl. Because, like, you know, what do people bitch about all the time? "Oh, the NFL, man, they made it impossible to play defense. You know, it's ridiculous. These defensive guys can't do anything." And then you actually
watch. The rules are geared towards offense. The new rules.
Yeah. Yep. But then you watch a defensive battle and you're like, maybe that's not so bad if they let the, you know, what would you rather watch? A 20-13 or a 45-37 fucking game?
Well, as you love every nuance of the NBA. Like, you watch, you go to spring games, you go to fucking, you know, you love right. basketball.
Right.
So, that being said, the little nuances of the game you really notice and you appreciate and you love. A lot of people were complaining about this game, but what I loved about it was two of the top three defenses in football. And the way they got and schemed at Cam Newton, by the end of the first quarter when they had that defensive touchdown, people are like, "Oh, they got in Cam's head." They got in Cam's head a little bit. You know they got in his head? Those two offensive tackles. They had 7 false starts from the second quarter on because those guys were flinching because they were getting at him.
Yeah.
Because they were getting at him.
The blindside guy?
Yeah, Michael Orr.
And they were talking about because it was there were so many Denver Bronco fans there, it was so loud that they had to go to silent counts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where everybody kept fucking up.
And for a Super Bowl, which is a road game for everybody, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
That the 12th man showed up, as they say. You know what I mean?
Your take on all the Cam Newton controversy. The fumble.
The fumble?
Yes.
Where, I mean, the dude just got didn't even see that hit coming. He got the ball right out of his hand.
That he didn't jump on the ball. When he had a chance. You see that play where, like, he kind of, it's there, and then you see him jump back?
I didn't notice that.
Oh, yeah, it's a big, can you find that on that? Yeah, it's a big controversy, and I was just basically saying earlier that Cam Newton's history and his style of play says that he's not afraid to take a hit. Like, he's always.
He ain't afraid to take a hit.
And.
I don't think he's afraid to take a hit. Not in the least bit. I just think, you know. I mean, it's not Peyton's first rodeo. He's totally used to those big lights.
What was that sound?
That was the little input.
Okay.
You know, he's used to those big lights.
Oh, don't touch that.
Oh, that is. There you go. You know, and I think Cam's going to get his. Cam is going to get 2 or 3 Super Bowls. Maybe more. I hope not more.
The postseason, the post-game interview, your take on Cam walking out.
What I read was he's up there, and dude, come on, man. It's like, that's, you know, that's I understand rough. You have to do it. It's rough. It's rough to go up there. And you know what? I think Cam drank a little bit of his own Kool-Aid for 2 weeks. He's just like, it's just a foregone conclusion. I'm just going to win the Super Bowl, and that's it. Like, I'm going to take it from here. I'm going to win the Super Bowl. Now, what had happened was Cam Newton is sitting there doing a post-game interview.
This is going to be the funniest podcast because I have to leave at 1:15.
That's fine.
I think this is just proof that white quarterbacks are just better than black quarterbacks.
It might be the proof.
I mean, this might be the end of white quarterbacks being better than black quarterbacks, but
let's turn it over. Sorry.
The Broncos are waiting. So,
hold on, real quick. Can we welcome Ari Shaffir to the Sam and Frank show, everybody?
Where were you? You weren't here either?
No, he came 30 minutes late.
I was outside. I had to deal with goddamn garbage business. I'm sorry.
Oh, what?
What kind of garbage business?
You know.
Are you trash man?
Showbiz, man.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right. Yeah. So go on. See how he did? See how he show business
real
stuff?
Real quick, before we get into what you want to talk about, your take on the game.
I saw Peyton Manning at Disney yesterday. On a parade with Goofy.
Really?
Yeah, waving to everybody.
Now, what's your take on that? Because usually it's the MVP.
Did you hear what I just said? Yeah, but it's... Oh, right. I'm not worried about that. Nobody cares.
By Goofy, you mean his brother Eli.
I asked him to look for the Cam Newton fumble. He's showing me cats fucking.
It's my cat fucking.
I don't want your cat fucking.
A now thing. Let me see. No, I want to see the cat fucking now.
See, this is it. So there, and he kind of jumps back. And everybody's giving him shit about it.
Yeah, I
well,
I
think
I,
that
I
he saw
he
that
thinking.
His guy had it.
What? I thought he saw the other guy had it.
But and
it looked,
I think
like a panther
that Cam Newton...
Yeah, I don't know. He might have been like, oh, he's got... It's like you never know. Or he might have short circuit for a second. It definitely wasn't like, I don't want to get hurt right now.
Dude, the other thing.
The guy takes hits every time.
And that's not a tough thing. That's not going over the middle.
Yeah.
That's just diving into a scrum.
If I see my... If I'm a quarterback, especially, and I see my lineman's about to fall on the ball... I'm a quarterback. I'm not going to jump on that pile because what you do is you make your body available for everybody's coming off the top rope on you.
Fingers?
Everyone comes off the top rope because they're like, here's my chance to get a couple cheap shots in that nobody notices.
Yep.
So if I'm Cam, I have no problem with that.
Also, it's like, let him get it. I don't want to hit him trying to get it while he's about to get it.
I think the notion that he pussied out there is ridiculous.
That's silly. That's like you can slow shit down and make it look like whatever you want.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Nah,
stupid.
Man, he's a fucking pussy.
Shut up, Frank.
So what I was saying was Peyton Man, not Peyton.
I just told Frank to show up on his own show.
Hey, that's good. Hey, don't insult the host. So he's doing a press conference, and you know, Peyton. Goddamn, he's fucking butthurt. He's upset, blah, blah, blah.
Who is?
Cam.
Now, waiting, so it's all media, it's me, I'm Cam, it's all media here, and then waiting in the wings next people that are coming up.
No, dude, that's not what happened.
He was on the side.
Behind him, the curtain on the other side is him doing the interview.
Is who, Peyton?
No, one of the defensive guys from the Denver Broncos is talking about their side of the game.
And
he's like very loud. It's like you're at Magic Johnson's theater during fucking Straight Outta Compton. And fucking talking, right?
So he's like, fuck this? Really? That was just
he's watching the Revenant. He's watching the Revenant.
He walked out on the media.
And then
you got
50 Shades of Black next to you. I'm watching the Revenant. 50 Shades of Black are over here. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck this theater. I'm out of here.
That's what it was. He was talking about how they shut him down and because they didn't respect his passing game, and he got fucking pissed. And that's the NFL being idiots. Why would you put the two teams in the same room talking post-game? I'm sorry. You're the NFL. This is the biggest – this is like the only holiday that the entire country pretty much celebrates. The entire country, for the most part, is beyond. You have a couple whack jobs that don't go to
the world,
watch it.
In a lot of ways, the world.
I don't know. I mean, people try to make it seem like everybody in the world. It's not the World Cup. The World Cup gets a billion people watching it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not it's not that.
But there's still 20 plus million people not in America watching this.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's
but
a
that's
lot.
Not a lot in the world, dude.
But I'm still saying.
If 20 million people just suddenly disappeared from the world, there'd still be too many people in this world.
Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, it's like they're making it seem like all of like Africa is tuned in to the Super Bowl.
Of all of the amenities.
They just want to know what jerseys they're getting.
Yeah. They want to know what cool shit they're
And how many of that 20 million are expats or fucking veterans or 100%. Overseas
It's
soldiers.
U.S. and Canada. They're the only people who really give a fuck.
Right.
Some of it, Europe, but for the most part, it's us, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's so big, you can put him somewhere else to talk. You don't have to put them in the same place.
I mean,
it's devastation.
Of course. They have 9 different fucking podiums for every fucking pregame show.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so it's fucking crazy.
That's hilarious. I thought it would just be one at a time. Like the UFC fucking press conferences.
Yeah, that's all are, those
they're
are
all
so...
up there. That's the best, too, when they're all talking to like the main guys, and the side guys are like, am I done, or is it me? I mean, why am I? I mean, I did win, but...
Do I get tagged out?
Paige VanZant's crying.
I will say this about that game. It was, I mean, I loved watching a defensive battle. I understand
you
that
do,
it was,
I don't. I understand realize that it was boring. I like the new rules. I'm just,
I mean, it was close the whole time.
I understand that it's boring to the non-real, like,
watch your mouth.
Every girlfriend.
You're on the Frank and Sam show. You know, you don't talk shit about the host.
every girlfriend was like, this is
boring.
Hey, my
girlfriend's a girl.
This is boring. Like, I went 1,000 touchdowns in 1,000 minutes. And, you know, I get that.
Yeah. What is that? Sam, is that your Sam impression?
That was my impression of every girlfriend.
Oh, post. Shit. Okay, sorry.
I will not insult the Frank and Sam show.
Thank you.
But, you know, like I said about how you are with the NBA, for me, I was like, man, dude, they're fucking getting at them the way they would fucking, you know, they were. It's a 4-3 base team. They were running 3-4s just to blitz these guys. Confused the fuck out of them. They outsmarted them defensively.
That guy grabbed the ball out of Cam Newton's hand and just fucking ripped it out.
Took it,
dude.
Just said, he almost came away with it.
Dude, by halfway
was
through the first quarter, his jersey was
dirty.
Stripped?
Who stripped it? Where?
Von Miller.
Von Miller.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what a great, I mean, that's just a great, like, he saw him coming too. He's like, oh, I'll just eat the sack. And he's like, no, it won't.
Okay, now we add Von Miller to the list of guys, we don't want to walk in on plowing our girlfriends.
Oh, yeah. He looks tough.
Yeah. He's, him and Ware. Those
how
two guys
that,
are like tag teaming your girlfriend. What are you going to do? You can't stop it.
No,
you have to be like, not all day.
He's got glasses. He doesn't look too bad.
No, he doesn't look bad. It doesn't
look
bad. He looks
it really
like,
does help him look less innocent. Yeah.
He looks
it
like
really
a
does.
Black hipster. Like,
do we have a list
he
of
looks like
Talib would be a good one with his high voice. Be like, hey, you got to watch us for a second.
Aqib Talib, I guarantee you, is going to be facing a $40,000 fine on that face mask.
He doesn't give it. That was bad.
That was
he
one
done
of
it.
The worst
he
face
done it.
Masks.
The rules encourage it.
I have seen.
The rules encourage it's like fouling. It's just like fouling. The penalty for that is 15 yards. The penalty for putting someone taking a shot is 2 foul shots. So if he's about to tie the game, of course I'm going to foul him.
If you, a regular
Same
face mask,
MVP, priceless.
A regular face mask, fine, whatever. If you grab the face mask and turn the helmet, it's a fine.
Yeah.
He that's what the rule is for
his whole body.
He grabbed the face mask, turned it, and then flipped him around.
He
and
went
threw him.
Thor God of Thunder. Hammer throw on that shit.
First and goal from the 2, first and goal from the 1. That's all it is.
Shocked.
It's a 1-yard penalty.
I was shocked was a great that move. Philly Brown wasn't injured on that play. Now later he got a concussion, and I was doubly shocked that he just stood up and was like pumped, like, yeah, first and goal on the 1, that he didn't fight. That didn't cause a fight.
Yeah.
Class act on Philly Brown for that, because anybody else would have been like...
Philly Brown sounds like a great hooker.
I disagree.
Fucking
also sounds like a horse. Sounds like a horse.
Pennsylvania.
And coming in third, Philly Brown.
Philly Brown,
Sugarfoot. Philly Brown, Sugarfoot. Sugarfoot, Philly Brown. Philly Brown to the finish.
Can I add Philly Brown to the guys that I want to see fucking my girlfriend?
Yeah.
I disagree with Tebow. I think it makes him, instead of a class, I think it makes him a little bitch. Everybody knows he's a bitch now. I'm sure he's going to take a lot more hits.
I think his concussion that he got was one of the 4 or 5 things that changed that game, because he was the guy that was making all the catches.
Dude, and it looked like in the second half he was going to – the Carolinas got it, and they were just going to open up with big play after big play. And they did, and then they turn over, you know, in the red zone.
Yep.
Dude, when they moved the ball on that first drive, I'm like, hold on. This isn't how I thought it was going to go. When Denver moved the ball, even though they got a field goal, it's still they were moving the ball, and you thought it was just going to be lights out, and they were just going to – because basically –
5 out of 6 plays were over 6 yards.
Tackling – sacking Peyton Manning is like tackling one of those statues in Vegas that kind of talk and move, but they're stationary. You're not really chasing him around at all.
No.
You just have to touch him. He's really pushing him flag.
Yeah.
You should have him play flag football without anyone else playing
exactly.
And, dude, he did what he did all season. 174 yards. By the way.
100, not even close to that, by the way.
What?
How many yards he threw for?
No, he threw for 170.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
I thought it was like 114.
No.
170.
Like 170.
But what was their total offense? 200?
The least amount of offense of any Super Bowl winner.
I thought he needed 1 touchdown, no interceptions. He got no interceptions.
No interceptions
touchdowns,
and a pick.
Yeah. He had no touchdowns, 1 pick.
And if you think of there was 1, two offensive touchdowns, one for each team.
Yeah.
And then a defensive touchdown for Denver. Every touchdown that both teams had, they were virtually given the ball at the 4-yard line.
Oh, yeah. Good
so
point.
No team moved the nobody had a 70-yard drive and scored. Anybody that scored a touchdown, and both touchdowns were barely.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, right.
One they had that penalty, and then it was first and goal on the one. Yeah, nobody moved the chains.
Oh, all they needed was a field goal. You're right. Good point.
Nobody moved the chains. It was a complete defensive Super Bowl. So that aspect, I get why people are like, it's kind of boring.
Yeah.
But not. I like.
But there was 6-point game the whole time. And then if like, you know Carolina's close.
That missed field goal was humongous.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah,
missed field
yeah.
goal.
Really?
Then, you know, it would have been a 3-point game. It's over one possession. So then it's like, that's a massive
it was
difference.
A 6-point game, and then Denver scored on that next drive.
Let's make it nine.
And now it's a two score game.
Okay.
It would have been a 3-point game.
Cam Newton was hit his season high times last night in that game, or in the Super Bowl. 13
yeah.
times he was hit.
So who, between, let me just, I'm trying to remember, between the four or five of us.
You picked it.
Well, let me just set it up so everyone
no,
knows what
no,
we're talking
no,
about.
No. You picked who would win.
Yeah, who said
really?
Who would win
He was the only
game.
One.
God.
Now I said by 10, not 14, so
you
I.
You said I Denver would win by 10 on this show.
Uh-huh.
Wow. God, that's
and I've been picking them from the start of the playoffs, and I'd like to take this moment to thank the fans Ooh. For believing in me. Those who disagree with me, I'm waiting for your apologies. I remember a couple of people out there saying, "Yeah, sure, fine, I'll apologize to you on Twitter if Carolina doesn't win." So that was the paper dragon comment. So get after those apologies. You want to get on them now because if it builds too long, it's going to be too hard for you. To
everyone, tweet your apologies to the Frank and Sam show.
Frank and Sam
about how sorry they Frank are for. Did you have fun at Tiana's party?
Oh, yeah. So can I ask, can I suggest a logo for you guys?
Yeah.
So Frank and Sam.
Yeah.
Have you, Sam, in robe. You, Frank, in like a baby carriage. And play a frankincense sort of theme. Frank and Sam. And have like the wise Sam bringing
I thought you were going I thought you were going with like a Frank and Bean sort of
Jesus.
Thing.
I like it a lot.
I thought you were going like a Frank and Bean sort of situation. Where it's like one's a hot dog and the other's the bun or something like that.
I like it.
Like
I
Sam
like it a lot.
Can get inside Frank.
Yeah. Why is he got to... it makes sense.
You know,
So what was your take? I mean, we're just rehashing what we all just talked
Cam
about.
Cam Newton had 10 overthrown passes in the Super Bowl.
How many yards? 174 for Peyton?
Let's see.
And he was like 14 for 28.
Didn't pass much. He didn't pass much.
Yeah, I think he was...
Brandon Zeke went to his last two games.
Unbelievable.
Now, has he announced his retirement yet?
I think class act by him, like, I don't want to do it right now.
18 of 41. 265 yards.
Wow.
Wait, 265 yards?
Yeah.
That's Cam, not Peyton.
Oh, Cam
Newton. Yeah, yeah.
And what was Peyton?
I'm going to look that up.
170.
No, same completion percentage.
Oh. Wait, what were we just saying?
You were going to talk about...
What's your take on Eli Manning's face?
It's gross. What?
No, you said you saw Eli in the parade.
Peyton. Oh,
yeah.
Goofy.
Yeah, because he was with his brother Goofy. Yeah.
He was there, by the way. Less than 24 hours after winning. He was there at 2 p.m. on a float.
They said he didn't sleep at all.
Could be.
I mean...
Private jet for sure. Disney's
going to pay
that.
Oh, yeah, Disney's going to pay that.
I've had decent sets in the belly room where I'm, like, up all night, like, man, things are looking up for me. a Super Bowl, I probably wouldn't sleep for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah. Well, that's because you'd be doing coke and fucking hookers.
One of the two for sure.
Yeah.
Because who needs a hooker, you know what I'm saying?
Hey. So the whole face was like Eli made that, your typical Eli face, and everyone's freaking out because the whole box he was at exploded when they scored, and Eli literally did this.
All right.
They gotta be the most boring, like their Thanksgiving dinner. It's just
Jesus.
Like you would think.
13-23 for Peyton Manning, 141 yards.
Really?
41. Wow.
I don't think he didn't touch. He didn't throw any touchdowns, did he?
No.
One interception.
And I don't even blame him for that interception.
5 sacks, 1 fumble loss.
That defensive lineman, first of all, like Sam looks open, and I'm some 300-pound guy, but Peyton didn't know that he had like these super gorilla arms.
Yeah.
Like he literally.
I don't know if that's the word you want to use there.
I would
see him taking that chance, seeing it and saying, "Young and throw it
like,
anyway."
You're a receiver, and I'm some big guy. with my super fucking African black monkey arms. Is that better?
Jesus, man.
No,
this is come on.
He said change it up.
Flowers.com. Hey, brother. Sponsor.
Damn it, dude. You're on the Frank and Sam show.
No, no, that's allowed.
You don't talk like that.
That's allowed. That's allowed. Nope, that's allowed.
Frank says that's allowed. He literally does this. And it sticks in it. He looked at the ball like, holy shit, it's in my hand. Like, he was as shocked that he caught it as Kate was.
Do you think they'll ever ban that? I don't. I think they like those crazy Odell Beckham catches.
Yeah, it's like watching N1 instead of fucking NBA basketball.
Why get rid of it? There's no logic.
N1?
Yeah, N1.
Oh, I said N1.
Oh, no.
Frank, you're kicked off your own show.
Oh, okay,
okay? Right, shut the fuck up.
The comments of the host of the Frank and Sam show are not necessarily the views of the Frank and Sam show.
Are not necessarily the views of Sam.
So
only
we're
Frank.
Supposed to have Mickey Gale call in. He's supposed to be calling in right now.
Well, when he calls, let's hear about it. But yeah. Until then, again, so I was right.
You were right.
Steve,
do you want to do a victory lap?
No, here's what I think was not classy. The fucking announcer is trying to go like, will this be your last game? It's like, hey, man, oh, you don't think he knows those questions are coming?
Yeah.
Maybe let him say, how about not a minute after the game?
How about you, fuck you, Jim Nance? How about
that? Well, I'll tell you why that is, because everybody wants to be the guy that gets that soundbite.
Yeah, I know, but you're lame about it. The same way the guy fucked up with Pete Rose, where he wouldn't let him go, and everybody's like, well, we're not talking to you today. You know? Remember that guy in the World Series?
Yeah.
That we all agree we're not going to talk to
him.
Because, like, it's like, let him fucking say it, man. And you're just like, is this your last go around? You have had a storied career, and I think everything will be like, you're putting words in his mouth.
It's like,
now.
Give me this! That's what Jim Nance is saying.
Yeah,
give
man.
Me this!
Yeah, let him fucking enjoy.
What do you think
enjoy.
Of the game? I think the game is great. And honestly, guys, that's it, you guys. I mean, that's, I'm done. It's my time to say it. That's a, let him do it that way.
Give him his chance. Don't take it from him.
Yeah. We're on, we got calls.
We are live today on Punch Drunk Sports. We have a guest here.
Is this, is it Mickey Gall?
If we,
let's take the call. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope this is who it is. Mickey, are you there?
Yes, sir. What's up,
Mickey
guys?
Gall,
please welcome to the show, UFC fighter Mickey Gall, everybody.
Now, last time you called, brother. First of all, congrats on the win. Last time you called,
congrats on UFC contract.
You were excited to talk to me, but your biggest discrepancy was you're a huge fan of the show and you wanted Ari and Sam. And today, just for your own victory, I give you Ari Shaffir and Sam Tripoli. Mickey Gall, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, guys. I gotta say, when the three of you are all on the podcast, my favorite podcast in the whole world.
Oh, well, thank you, buddy.
Wait. What's your second favorite?
Well, my second favorite would be when there's only one or two of you guys on.
I can't believe you really love the Frank and Sam show. That's fucking great, dude. I fucking love it.
Our first big fan.
Dude, you called it. You said Michael Jackson wouldn't get out of the first round. You said you were going to moonwalk on his face. I didn't see you do that. But, dude, God bless you, man. Quick work. You never got touched. Your face looked clean. How did it feel to have your first UFC fight in the big fucking show?
Was it different? It
felt great.
Was it different with the lights?
A little bit. Just knowing what was on the line. The lights, you know, I was early. I was the featured one on the prelims. So I was the second fight of the night.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't packed out like when I fight GM, it's gonna be packed.
We'll get into that. I'm excited for you.
Yes, it will.
Yeah, wait, but let's hear about this first time.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I remember John Fitch who said he took hate for it. He goes, "It's just not the same until you've been there." But you're saying it's early, so it wasn't even.
I can honestly say, this is the best I ever felt in a fight. I was really like everyone talked about, you know, UFC jitters and all that shit.
Octagon
shock.
So
I was like really trying to. Yeah, so I was really trying to like stay present, and I was in the moment, man. I saw everything. I really felt great. I really did.
Did you? Let me ask you a question because I've seen this a couple times, and I always like it. Did you use the opportunity since you were second fight of the night to then later go up into the stands and get like a hot dog and try to get recognized?
I went to the bathroom a couple times, and I look everyone in the eye. Be like, what's up?
You're the best, bro. I love you. You're the best.
Did you ever point to your face like, look who it is. It's this guy.
Hey, who won that second fight?
like you're pissing, and the guy next to you is pissing.
The bathroom stalls.
Yeah, you got your dick in your hand. You're pissing. The guy next to you, and you're like, you know that guy in that second fight? He was pretty good, wasn't he?
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Do I look like anyone you guys might have seen?
You know, it's crazy because I've done shows in Vegas during fights, And sometimes, like, when BJ Penn fought, who's his heated rival when they did they coached against each other? Punk. What was his name? Pulver. Yeah, Pulver.
Yeah.
I saw that live, right? Uh-huh. So they fought. Pulver gets his ass kicked. It was a great fight. Then I'm walking around, dude, the Palms.
Yeah.
Waiting in line to go to the Ghost Bar upstairs. James Pulver, why are you waiting in line? They should just walk you up. I mean, the guy's face looks like he's the fucking kid from the movie Mask. You remember Rocky
like,
Dennis?
Do you have your ID? You're like, yeah, but it's not going to do you any good.
Yeah, they just didn't like recognize him.
Now, when you walk around, are there... You've been to a lot of UFC fights. Are there?
Did you get your D wet?
Yeah, that's what we want to know. Do you get pussy right after?
Actually, I was out there with my girl. My girl came out.
That's cool.
So yeah,
she should have blown you in the octagon, or alternately, if Dana won't allow that, in the locker room.
Yeah,
right afterwards.
That's great.
So then, that's a yes.
Say it again. I couldn't hear you.
So did she triangle your? Never mind.
Let me just rephrase the question. Are you the kind of guy that you're like, hey, look, week of the fight, no pussy, I got to save all of my chi, and then after the fight, I'm going to fucking break you in half?
Exactly. That's exactly what happened this time, yeah.
That's so
awesome.
Great.
So you literally were like that focused. You're like, I don't want my dick sucked. I don't want no doggy style, no nothing. After the fight, it's all yours. Before the fight, I'm saving every single thing I have to fuck
after
Michael
the fight.
Jackson.
After the fight, who won on the judges' cards? You or your girlfriend?
Who tapped first?
She might have won that one. So now you're getting right.
Yeah. So you called out CM Punk. How'd you do it? What was the story?
I did it. You know that show, like that stage on Dana White Looking for a Fight?
Yeah.
He filmed that at my pro debut in Philadelphia. So after that, I was like, the only guy I could fight is CM Punk. You know, I can't call it Robbie Lawler. They just like laugh at me.
Yeah.
So that's the only guy I could really fight right now. And my goal is not just to fight CM Punk. I want to be UFC champion.
I want you to be UFC
champion.
I want
as well.
You to be champion so badly, dude. I think it would be so great.
Yeah. I will be. I definitely plan to be. But, yeah, so I got on the mic after I beat my guy in that show. And I said, I asked to fight CM Punk. Dana was there. And then they used that in the show. Then he gave me this fight. I choked this guy out in 45 seconds.
Dude, that's great.
I asked, they brought him in the cage, yeah.
They brought Dana into the cage?
They brought CM Punk.
Yeah.
To push at you.
Yeah.
Was it like antagonistic, or did you like, what'd you do?
Man, it was cool. You know, it was stupid. We didn't talk
beef.
Shit or like have anything to say. We just kind of like stood there awkwardly.
Yeah, the video
was it uncomfortable? Was it uncomfortable?
Like a little bit. I was just having a good time. Like once you win a fight, you're just like you're walking on, not like, I guess no pun intended because I follow Michael Jackson. But you're like you're walking on the moon. Like you feel so good.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was just smiling in his face. You know, it's a beautiful fight for any MMA fighter to fight that guy.
No, it's a
blessing. He's like a low level guy. Not low level.
No.
Like,
he's not a low level guy. He's actually CM Punk.
Well, I'm saying
very
it's not like,
important.
It's not like Brock Lesnar.
No, I disagree with
you
that.
You think he's like Brock Lesnar?
I'm not saying he can fight at Brock Lesnar's,
but
I'm saying that he's going to bring
the kind of
numbers to a pay per view.
Yeah, for sure.
That's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, this
you'll
really
get seen.
That being said, this is really going to put you on the map, Mickey. Are you prepared for that?
Dude, you got to do a promo.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm absolutely ready. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of media stuff. And, you know, what's going to happen is I'm going to beat the CM Punk. And, like, right now I'm that CM Punk guy. You know, that's why everyone knows who I am. And then I plan on not being known as that at all anymore. Once I dispose of him, I'll be 3-0 in the UFC. People will probably... like hate me the way they hate Sage and want to beat me up, but that's cool. That's what I do. We fight, so it's all gonna work out. I get to fight the real fighters. You know what I mean?
Dude, okay,
fighters.
Yes, obviously.
I love that.
But
I
you want to maximize your fucking notoriety with this fight, right?
Yeah.
You got to do a promo. Yeah, you got to do an old style wrestling promo. You got to talk some trash.
Yeah.
You got to do CM Punk's intro.
Maybe fuck his wife. Maybe. Yeah, you want to go hardcore, yeah. WCW
yeah.
style?
She's from New Jersey, too. She's from my state.
New
so
Brunswick.
I feel like that makes her my property.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what I like. Yeah.
So are you going to try to go down the Conor McGregor? Are you going to go down the Conor McGregor like road where you're just going to do some quality trash talking?
I don't know, man. You know, I have a couple little video ideas and stuff that we're going to do to pump this thing up a little bit.
Oh, I'm excited.
I'm definitely going to pump this thing up. I'm definitely, you know, I got an opportunity. I'm going to strike while it's hot right now.
Hey, how about this? How about a video where it's like sort of hidden camera or like security footage, but it's somebody like stealing a purse and then you chasing the guy down and fucking holding him. Kind of like John Jones did, but we'll get it on footage.
A little John Jones thing, yeah.
Fake footage. But then the girl, when you give back the purse, she goes, "Just beat CM."
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I'll do it for you.
Or use punks. Oh, there's punks around here. Yeah. I hate punks. Yeah. Why did I go that way the first time?
Yeah. Or what about this video? You're in a casino.
Yeah.
You're in an elevator. And some chick is like, "Aren't you a fighter?" And you slap the living fuck out of her like Ray Rice.
Yeah.
But then you superimpose CM Punk's face on him.
Yeah. Either way with that. Yeah.
I like that a lot.
I mean, you got to unload on somebody.
Handle. Yeah, not a bad idea.
Now, Mickey, let me ask you this. You just fought. You won. Congratulations for that. Quick work of it. How much time do you take off before you go right back into camp? Do you have some time off, or are you already fucking working on this?
I'm gonna take a little bit of time off. I'm really bad at that. I feel better when I'm practicing and stuff. It's because it's fun, man. I get to punch and wrestle with my friends and shit.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna take like a good like week and a half, and let like some little achy things heal. Trying to be smart about it. My coaches always say that I overtrain. So I'm going to try and be smart about it now and the fight's probably not going to be till June or July. So I'll take a week. I'll do my best and then get back at it.
They haven't given you a date, official date yet.
No, they were saying, the first word was UFC 200, which would be awesome. That's what I'm hoping for.
Oh, dude, that would be epic, bro.
That'd be good. I mean, they're really going to hype that fight. That's a one that doesn't have to be a main event that can also be used to sell tickets.
Yeah, 100%. Dude, absolutely. Now, couple questions here quickly. What's the walkout music that's going to be very important
to CM Punk?
Yeah, when you go out to kick his ass, what are you going to do?
I don't know, man. I'm open to suggestions.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. Don't cry for me, Argentina.
No, dude.
It's a beautiful song.
Fuck is wrong
It's a beautiful song.
Ari.
It's well known to a lot of people. You bring in the fucking Chilean audience or whatever the fuck that country set.
That only hypes up gay guys at a play.
Or
Toto's
also.
Africa. Toto's Africa.
Yeah.
Mash up.
Yeah.
No.
Mash up. People are into that these days.
I'm kicking you off. Of
okay,
the
real
Sam
quick.
Show.
We're gonna. Yeah, you're almost everyone's banned from the Frank and Sam show. Now, Mickey, what kind of music do you like? We're gonna start working on this because this is very important because we're gonna get this place.
You, me,
rock.
And Bobby
could be,
Dupree.
But wait, you're a Jersey guy. Could be some kind of Springsteen song. Born in the U.S.
That's racist to think everybody from Jersey likes Springsteen.
Do you like Springsteen?
I fuck with Springsteen.
See?
You gotta.
He's
like
the boss. But there's also Bon Jovi.
How about one of those NWA songs where they just say like "pussy" and like, curse a lot?
What about "hit 'em up"?
You know what? My song that I came
Misfits?
Out to this time, I came out to this song called "Feel Right" by Mystical, and I didn't tell them to do the edited one. It's like the chorus is it says "Feel Right" in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
So I was hoping they were gonna play that, but they got it edited.
Oh, what about?
I was hoping I was gonna come out and they'd be like, "Feel Right" in this motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean the UFC like 10 years ago totally would have played that.
What about "I Am a Real American" by Hulk Hogan?
Oh, that's a great one. I am a real.
Oh yeah, it could be like some takeoff.
Wait,
like
is there any thought that CM Punk is not American?
Maybe we can come
is
up.
Is he Canadian or anything?
What about Cool and the Gang?
Damn,
we should make a song for him.
What about
"Hit Him Up"? That Tupac song. Which is the greatest start of any song about it's his thing about Biggie.
Wife, you bitch.
That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
Oh yeah,
the best start of any song. That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. And you're like, what? That's how you start a song?
Yeah. So who do you think
fighting
would
words?
So we're gonna work. We're gonna help you come up with a song because we really want it. I decided you don't have a say in this. We are
Creep,
now
Creep by Radiohead.
We're your media consultants.
We're the media consultants.
Okay, from okay,
he if he has questions, he calls us and we will give him the best advice possible.
How about play it this way in the octagon? Instead of talking trash, go the opposite way and go CM Punk is the master. I'm just a student at his feet. Like the whole lead up to it. And be like, he's one of the greatest fighters of all time, and I'm just to be honored to be there and to be just to learn from him, even in this for sure upcoming loss, to be able to learn from him.
You should do his closing wrestling move on him.
Yeah.
That would be hilarious.
And then when you get him with him, bow at his feet. Like, bow all the way, head to the feet.
I don't know where you're going with this, but I'm going to nix it.
You never see that.
I'm going to nix it.
All right.
I'm going to nix it.
That would be crazy. You just see a pile driver in the middle.
What are you playing?
Nothing.
So we're going to work on your song. Now, let me ask you something. How are you going to prepare for CM Punk? Because there's no real footage on him fighting.
That's
you can't
a great
really
point. That's a
watch
great point.
Like, oh man, he
watch all the wrestling specials.
No,
you know, it's like you can't tell. Oh man, whenever he throws a right, he leaves his left arm down. So
yeah,
you know.
How do you train for that? Good question.
Yeah, it's a good question. A lot of people think like that. The breaking down a tape is like very important. I like to just I get a look at my guy. I'll pick up on some tendencies, but then I'm not going to be so concerned with what he's going to do. I'm going to force my game. Yeah. I'm going to make him play my game. So yeah. I'll make him fight my fight. I'm not concerned with what he's going to do. I guess it would be easier if I could see a little tendency here or there, but it doesn't make a difference. It's a fight. I just go in there. I'm going to do what I do. And I kick the shit out of him.
I fully believe he's going to be more nervous than you are. And he has more to lose than you do in a lot of ways. Do you agree with that or not?
I disagree with that. I'm gonna look like an asshole if I get beat up by this guy.
Yeah, if CM Punk loses his next four fights, he's still CM Punk.
They're gonna have him. He's gonna get three or four shots at it. He's gonna still get going. And he's fought in big events. I mean, like even though it's WWE and it's all rigged shit, he has been in those big shows.
By the way, I get what you're saying about early on in the UFC. I did one of those oddball things, and everyone's like, how was it playing in front of 20,000 people? I'm like, I went on first.
Yeah.
I played in front of 1,800.
Yeah.
And fucking 16,000 empty seats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't that amazing.
No, it is interesting when you go to fights and it's half empty, and then all of a sudden, when the main card goes, it just fills
As
up.
Your edible starts kicking in deeper and deeper, you start getting more and more people. It should go the opposite way.
Yeah, that is weird.
Now, what did you, just being into, finally getting into the UFC, which was really, it was your initial dream. Your main dream is to be strapped with that belt. And we all understand that we're rooting for you to do that.
What's the weight class again? 170?
Yeah.
So now that your initial dream check, getting in the UFC, getting that contract, now fighting at this big event, what's one thing that stood out to you of like, man, this is a huge difference being in the UFC than all of the little underground leagues that you had fought in leading up to this?
The media attention,
all
like the press obligation and stuff. But honestly, I was having fun with that. Like I just enjoyed talking about it. I used to talk about doing what I love to do. It's a dream come true fighting for them. Everyone treats you so nice. Everyone's there to help you. Like there's other shows, people could be shitty to you. Like I'll see people just you'll do like at the Lil Wayne's at like small regional shows and people will just be snippy at you. But everyone's just so sweet and they treat you nice at the UFC.
That's nice.
It's cool,
nice.
Man.
Well, let me ask you a question. Now that you've been there, you've been through a whole day, they give you the rules and stuff. I don't know how much insider, I mean, I don't know how much they talk to the fighters about this, but what are they saying about legalizing kitty litter?
Legalizing kitty litter? Well, I mean,
how stringent are the tests?
GSP is still the real champ.
Yeah.
We all know that.
I love this guy.
And,
loves our show.
I think kitty litter needs to be considered.
Let me ask you something.
Because it's not a performance enhancer. It's just a party drug.
Well, you know,
that's what I'm saying. It's just, yeah.
Now, did you get a little upset when they moved it from a pay-per-view to a fight night? Because Rogan wasn't going to be there. And I know that a lot of people.
I was pissed about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big thing.
That.
People
want to
be interviewed by
Rogan, man.
Yeah, but you know, half those early fights, they don't even go up there for it. Although 45 seconds.
They would have done this for this one because this is such an epic event.
John Anik came in. John Anik came in and to do like a little face off thing. So yeah, it would have been cool to talk to Rogan, but I'm sure I'll see him again too.
You should have like real sarcastically when Anna came in and go, "Hey John, it's such an honor and a dream to talk to you here."
Now once again, once again, I'm gonna ask you this. I'm gonna remind
why would he
you.
Sound like the Buffalo Bill from Silence the Lambs?
I don't know. I'm such a deep
put
voice.
Put the lotion in the basket.
Like, I'd fuck me.
Come on, guys, you're going too far.
I'll say this once again. And by the way, you have three humongous fans in this show.
Four.
No,
four.
Mexicans don't count.
No, I was saying I'm not a fan.
Jesus!
You beforehand. Fucking Jewish prick. But huge fans.
GSP is and always will be the champion.
And one of the coolest things that happened was you were like, "I've been a fan of your show since the Toad Hop days. You've listened to us for a long time.
Toad Hop.
That means the world to us, and
every
we're so
episode,
happy.
Man. Every episode.
I love you, man. So happy for you blowing up. So once again, I'll reiterate: when you beat CM Punk, and Rogan is finally interviewing you, will you please say, "Punch Drunk Sports Podcast all day."
No, all day. That's Joe Rogan saying. We got to get something you can say.
That's the thing. I need something original.
Yeah, we can't say, okay. say that day, because Rogan's going to be like, really? We got to have something that.
Yeah, how about this? How about Punch Drunk Sports beats Fighting the Kid, those bitch ass punk faggots?
Okay.
That's good.
We're spitballing right now. We're spitballing. There are no bad ideas.
Right. Okay, good. I like this. It's an open air of creativity.
What about,
I like that.
What about yeah, Sam and the Mexican?
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, so what can we get you to say, like, after Rogan interviews you, then you could be like, you know.
Okay, if that's too long, I get it. You can just shorten it to I hate faggots.
Put a pin in it and figure it out.
Put a pin in it and figure it out.
What about got time, let me know. I need my walkout music, and I need what I'm going to say on the mic.
Dude, we will make this happen. We got to give him something funny.
What about
to
this?
Say.
Wait.
Let's.
That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat
motherfucker.
Yeah.
Get money. We should
get
come
money.
Up.
That's
we
why
should come up with
bitch,
a contest on what he should say when he wins.
How about, guys, if I could just say a few things about the things that Hitler did get right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Keep it positive.
Bad rap.
Yeah. Hitler wasn't completely off base.
Yeah, obviously he shouldn't have done anything to the Polish people.
Yeah.
Let's get that out of the way first.
I like highways. Thank you, Hitler.
Then, gypsies weren't really as much of a problem as people thought they were.
Let's
now,
be honest.
Let's move on.
We don't
want to
say anything
right.
too controversial, but maybe if you were just like, listen to Punch Drunk Sports, Ari Shaffir's a faggot kike. Maybe that.
And we lost another sponsor.
Well, see if Rogan's up there. If Rogan reacts... If Rogan reacts weird, say, no, okay, fine. Here, let me do a pickup. And that's like an industry term. That means you're going to like do it again.
Let me do a pickup.
I see
what
you're doing.
That's great. Well, Mickey, man, we're so happy for
you. So, Mickey, 200, where is that going to be? Is that the one in November? Are they saying November?
Are they
that'd be 200 July 9th in Vegas.
Ooh.
You got it, dude. I would be so excited. I may actually get
to go. Yeah, maybe I'll go to that.
Now, how stoked was your family, all your friends? How much love did you get the next day and through that night? Was your phone just blowing up like it never has before?
Yeah. I had like 50 people.
What?
You motherfucker, Ari.
Why should he be exempt? Why should he be exempt?
Great, dude. That was perfect. I didn't even see that coming.
Thank you.
Well, I had a feeling. In the back of my head, I was like, are they going to? Nah, they like
it. He's a huge fan of the show, then he's going to really think that was funny. What if we get him to hang up on Joe?
We
just a walk away from Joe.
We need to do an award show because
I love,
that might be up on Hang Up of the Year.
That is Hang Up of the Year. I love Mickey Gall. Can I go on record as saying that? And you guys were both gone last time he called. What a cool guy. Huge fan of the show.
I like it.
Sounds
he called his fight. He's like, I'm going to beat this guy halfway through the first round. And then I'm going to fuck up CM Punk. And I'm like, dude, good luck to
I
you.
Am so,
and
I,
he did exactly
didn't even
that.
Halfway.
Charismatic, nice guy, huge fan of the show.
Wow.
I really, really,
I don't,
really,
I don't even have anything
kid.
Against CM Punk, but I'm such a fan of Mickey's that I hope he fucks him up.
Hell yeah.
That's okay.
That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
Yeah.
West Side, bad boy.
You know, 15 years ago, the UFC would have totally played that, not even gave a shit.
For sure. Oh, back then they did anything they wanted. Oh, yeah, the porn star. Look who's here. Some chick who that guy's banging.
This chick sucks dicks on camera, and she loves the UFC.
I know. Ladies and gentlemen, in the front row, look at all the cock goblins.
That's when the one where the one time I say tape short circuit, where he talked about, getting a blowjob from a girl, and this girl's like, you don't have the guts. And he's just like, wait, Oh, yeah, let's go upstairs. Let's go upstairs.
I love how she personally challenged you. Oh, really? Yeah. You think you're tough? You're not man enough to let me suck your dick.
He was like, I don't even say that meat. Wait, are you
no, saying you, I won't put my...
No, but I for sure would. Okay, yeah. Wait.
Are you just handing this to me? It is almost weird when a woman puts it too much on the table.
It gets weird. It's like, I want to fuck you. I want to let me see your dick. And I'm like, Jesus, lady. I'm a fucking lady.
I once bought a porno, and the first 2 minutes of it was just like, yeah, you just masturbate at home? Yeah, you just buy yourself. I was like, I can't watch
this.
There
are those weird ones where, like, the girls, like, it's like guys are getting degraded.
Yeah.
Look at your little dick, you little dick.
I sent you that one where that girl's just beating the living... Like,
I saw that.
She's, like, punching him in the balls, kicking him in his balls, and you're like, what is this guy into? She's stomping on his fucking...
He has huge nuts, too.
He would, too, if they got punched 70 fucking times. I don't think he has big balls. I think they're swollen and in a lot of trouble.
Like as a species, trunk. We're bored. We've done it all. We've won the
internet
the survival
has destroyed
thing, and we're just over that.
I had a girl recently, and she goes, she was doing that thing where you're fucking her, and then she's like, oh yeah, like that like doll voice.
Yeah,
and I almost wanted to be like, you didn't think of this.
What doll voice? What do you mean?
Oh yeah, give it to me.
Yeah, where it's like that's not how you.
Oh, I
sound.
Love it. It's like yeah, and it's like you're just hack. It's not like you stole it from anyone in particular.
It's like she's running lines,
but it's just hacky.
So
hacky.
I did for Fleshlight asked me X-Biz Awards and do the red carpet. So I did it, and dude, you won't believe how many chicks are now fucking on camera. It is the line out the fucking. It's like it was an audition for American Idol. That's how long the line was, and they all had the same line.
What?
Which was?
I'm like, so what's your specialty? I love getting fucked in the ass. Every girl was just like, I just want to get fucked in the ass. I just want to be airtight. I mean,
oh, so that's where they all are.
Dude, it was crazy. And they were stunning. You're like, you are so hot and so bro. I'm not even judging, but it's just
yeah,
like,
you shouldn't be judging. You should be acting.
Dude, there's this redhead came through.
Yeah.
She looked like Christina Hendricks. She
if she loves getting fucked in the ass, then you should give her what she wants.
No, Sam but did that to me. You did that to me, though.
What?
Because we had a gig that night. Where were we that? We did something that night together. The night that you did X-Biz. And then we were somewhere and you're like, dude, I just did this fucking thing.
Oh, we did Red Band's Ice House.
That's right. So we did the Ice House show together. And he's like, bro, I just did X-Biz. It was great. All these girls. I love you. But there was this one girl. Looked like Christina Hendricks, redhead, the biggest tits I've ever seen.
Always a redhead.
Real tits. They're huge. She's smoking.
She pulled her underwear,
hot.
Her dress up to show me she wasn't wearing underwear. She had this red. I was just like.
She was the fucking, like, the greatest thing I've ever. Dude, I'll never. I'm like, dude, let's look her up. What's her name? I have no fucking idea. I'm like, that's the. Like.
Classic Sam.
His story, literally, I'm like almost hard in the car. And I'm like, dude, well, I gotta see her.
She was so
You'll
hot.
Never see her again. I have no idea what her name was.
We'll never see her again.
You can't just Google Hot Bush Redhead?
Yeah, I know. Nothing comes up when you do that.
So, Ari, I wanted to ask you a business idea.
Yeah, okay. Let's hear it.
An idea for... So, I have this guy who does a lot of pay-per-view stuff.
Uh-huh.
And he was like...
What do you do? Coding?
He does... No, he does pay-per-view. He does, like, weird shit. He's like...
I know. You don't do coding. Go ahead. Joke. Sorry, go ahead.
This fucking guy.
I ain't got no motherfucker. So I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
Westside. Oh, is that to Notorious? Was he saying that to Notorious?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Santino's doing a whole bit about that.
That's the start of a song.
It's great.
That's the start of his song.
Yeah.
That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. You're like, God damn.
Yeah.
He's so mad.
Yeah, he's so mad. It's so... God.
So
yeah.
Go ahead. No, your business pitch
no,
idea.
No, it's just like this guy says lately. He might be able to give me like a bunch of money to make basically
I'm
pilot,
in right now. Oh, what?
A pilot
yeah.
For pay-per-view that yeah, maybe he could go around and pitch to people, but it would be on pay-per-view. It's like, yeah, why not, right?
Here's the deal. If somebody's willing to give you money to do something creatively, then fucking, I don't know, do it.
Yeah.
What do you mean a pilot?
Sometimes
like,
I wonder, I just keep on this Naughty Show thing. It's like, maybe it's time to move on to do other shit.
Do other stuff, too.
I am.
Yeah.
I got a lot of great shit going, but it's just like, I feel like sometimes I hold on to that too long.
Like, he wants to do a pay-per-view, like sitcom, you mean?
No,
you
pay-per-view, pilot? Like, almost like a Naughty Show, like, pay-per-view type thing. And which I would love to do. I think that's a great
You've
idea.
You've always had that idea.
Yeah.
Or,
not a show pay-per-view. Yeah. Not a show pay-per-view. Oh, yeah, sure, why not? I like it.
I like that idea. I like that idea, too.
I would charge a dollar.
Yeah, well, why, people from around the world.
And also do it on the internet, too, or no?
I don't know.
That's all business shit later, but yeah, do it. Why not do it?
Yeah. I think it might be fun.
You got to really start thinking, though, about what plays in a filmed audience and what doesn't. Like, watching girls do some, like, pole work is not going to fly.
My buddy was telling me about this redhead, super hot, the biggest tits you've ever
seen. What's her name?
I have no fucking idea.
Does she wear underwear?
She doesn't wear underwear.
Oh, that's great.
She just loves it in the ass.
Big J is the best bit about girls, redhead girls, and what their vaginas look like. It's so good. And they're way too light.
It's true.
They're way too light?
Yeah, so you can like see their veins. Like, you can see what they just drank. Like, you just drank Dr. Pepper, didn't you?
Like, isn't it weird that like redhead chicks are so attractive and redhead guys are just the weirdest looking dudes?
Same as Asians.
But also, there are some red. It's a very fine. There's never like kind of cute red. It's either like very
hot
redhead.
Or like, get out of here, nerd. Yeah. I'm going to punch you in the face, lady.
Can you Google image redhead Asians?
They don't have.
I'm very curious.
I'm sure there are some that dyed
natural
hair.
Yeah,
but I'm wondering if there's like a real.
You're
like,
saying, are there like a mutant?
You mean ginger Asians?
Yeah, like if fucking like
ginger Asians. You want me to Google ginger Asians?
Yeah, ginger Asians. Yeah, Google. I'm just curious because that would be.
I'm thinking about canceling Frank and Sam show.
What?
I think we gotta cancel it.
Make room for Naughty Show.
All right, how many squares did you buy at Tiana's thing?
Fucking 8. I had a chance once out of Carolina Field.
My God, that
is hot. Oh, she's got freckles.
Actually,
look at that.
She is cute.
No, those are fake freckles.
But look at that guy at the top. The guy at the top looks like making a murder. Like that guy, he doesn't have a rap sheet. He's gonna. You see the guy at the top? Look at that guy.
Yeah. You ever notice
the genetic disaster, this guy? Look at that guy.
Oh, my God.
You ever notice in kung fu flicks, redheaded Asians are always the bad guy?
If I'm worried, yeah.
It looks like that guy who beat Anderson Silva.
Yeah.
What's that guy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
guy. I don't know.
If I'm working at Burger King,
that's his job, but he's still busy looking at fucking pictures of his cat fucking.
If I'm working at Burger King.
I have a sexually active cat.
If I'm working at Burger King, but it's the late shift.
No call? There was a call?
This guy walks in. I'm working at Burger King. That ginger Asian walks in. I'm hitting the silent alarm under the fucking desk. Like, something bad's about to happen.
Yeah.
What was it? Never mind.
So Johnny Hendricks lost in the UFC that nobody really paid attention to.
Are you surprised by that?
Yes.
Yep.
I am really surprised.
He's lost three of his last five.
Really?
Three of his last five fights.
Wow. I mean,
going back to GSP. By the way, he's had in his last five fights. That includes the GSP loss, which to me feels like 7 years ago.
Yeah, yes. It seems like a long time ago. Also, the first loss he had to, what's his name?
Lawler
was like,
It could go either way. Definitely GSP, two of those losses.
GSP loss could have gone either way. A lot of people thought he won that fight.
I thought he won that fight.
I didn't.
Okay.
I.
But close. Not,
I'm
not
really
not
amazed.
Not highway robbery.
Because he got knocked
totally
out,
agree with
dude.
You.
Who did?
I mean, he got TKO'd.
I'm looking at the video.
But how much of that is, because that was the best shape Hendricks has ever been in, how much of that loss is people, because a lot of people are like, man, maybe Hendricks isn't that good. But maybe Wonderboy is that good.
No, I definitely, you know, there's also Wonderboy. Something interesting that, you know, Hendricks, I'm not saying anything, but I'm saying it. He has kind of fallen off since this really stringent drug testing thing has come on.
Oh, snap.
You know?
Allegations. Wait, do you have a shots fired sound effect?
Give me shots fired.
I do have a sound
effect. I'm not saying he did it.
Let's get back to you on this for a second.
Guys, I'm going to say something.
I have a shots fired sound
effect. In the meantime, before.
So I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
Shots fired.
That's not shots fired.
Dude, what shot is more fired than that's why I fucked your bitch?
We need a sound effect. Get a sound effect. Here we go.
Tilt it down. Tilt down. Tilt down.
Tilt down. Okay, so basically watching this.
I saw it.
Boom. He's just, you know what it is? It's his reach was so big. Oh,
oh
man.
That spinning back kick. Dude, Gene Thompson is not a joke.
No, he's not, dude.
He looks like a Marine. He looks like what Chris Kyle wished he was.
You know what it is, man? He's so much longer than Hendricks.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, you can take on El Chapo. Why can't I fuck with the Marines?
No, I love it. I love it, too.
We're going to get killed by El Chapo Marines.
Nah, man. El Chapo's my uncle.
Really? It's taking that long? Some shots fired?
I mean.
Okay, wait, Sam. What were you saying again? No, I had a question for you. Because you had an interesting theory about why Hendricks has fallen off. And then I want to definitely get to it. So let me ask you this. Before I do, I just want to say that next week in the Belly Room, my show is going to be hosted by Bert Kreischer. That's a week from today, actually. And then I'll be in Vancouver at the Comedy Mix. February 18th, 19th, and 20th. So everyone check me out there.
When can I do it again? I want to tell my police chase story.
Maybe the last one I'm here, 29th of March.
The valet thing?
Maybe.
If you ever need a cold opener.
Is that it? The valet thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so Sam.
So I love that story.
Now, you had an interesting theory.
Dude.
About YouTube, idiot. YouTube shots fired.
Anything. Give me something.
Just YouTube shots fired SFX.
Forget it.
Shotgun.
Not it at all.
Why would that even be a sound effect?
I don't know. You can just say that.
So ask it.
Okay.
Shots fired.
Sam.
Yes.
There you go. Okay. You had an interesting theory about Hendrix and why he's falling off.
Do it after I drop it. Go.
What was that theory, Sam?
Well, I think that his drop-off kind of coordinates along the lines of when the stringent drug testing policy was put in by the UFC. You suck.
Come on.
God damn, the Frank and Sam show is fucking
What about
gone.
Both of us pointing at you?
You're so retarded.
What happened? You could not load that
You're
up.
You're the dumbest guy I've ever met
all
in my
hands
life.
Hands up, like we're clearly going to point to you when it's time.
It's unbelievable.
It went to an ad right when I hit play because I hit replay. All right, one more time.
Take those glasses off because
they make you look
smart.
They make you smarter than you are.
Too high of expectations.
Let's try to say it again. This isn't shots fired, but I think this will work. Say it again.
Sam, what was your deal about Hendrix? What did you say about why he hasn't won lately?
I just personally find it very interesting that his kind of decline and fall off kind of coordinates along the same time that the UFC put in stringent drug testing policies.
No.
That wasn't that bad, though.
It wasn't that bad.
That's much better than this.
That was at least made it different to be like, let me think about that.
Yeah.
There we go.
But then once I thought about it, you know what I realized?
You suck!
You suck, man. How do you not have that ready to open up a new tab?
If I...
Is that chickens? God. You sound of chickens?
God, why do you suck so much?
Bitch, you fat motherfucker.
Now that fits now. Tebow, you should fuck his bitch just for that. Fat motherfucker.
You fat motherfucker. Oh, God.
That was hilarious.
How long is it until we have a hologram, until Tupac does the Super Bowl halftime show? Do we have a hologram doing it?
They already have a hologram on.
What do you think of the halftime show?
I thought I went off on it. I Coldplay look. It would look like
Coldplay was dumb and lame.
The whole performance looked like it was choreographed by the Wiggles.
I thought it was,
you know, it's like, is this a kid's fucking morning?
You're right.
It just looks stupid.
And then you try to fit in with fucking Beyonce and Bruno Mars dancing.
Stupid.
It's like, dancing ain't your thing, bro. And where's the rest of your band?
Dancing ain't your thing.
Where was everybody?
And then Bruno Mars comes to be like, hey, this is how ethnic people do it, and they just crushed it. It's almost like Beyonce and Bruno Mars set up Coldplay to look fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't coordinate any of that fucking weird, like, walk on, like, here's my crew.
She stole the halftime show. It's like, stealing the halftime show is like saying, I stole a five because I saw one on the floor of the supermarket and I stepped on it until everybody walked away.
Yeah.
I didn't steal it. Yeah. It was handed to me.
I mean, he looks so dumb, shaking kids, singing into kids' hands with fucking
unless you're doing We
Are
the
like
World.
A goddamn pedophile.
Yeah.
Every person that he's, like, taunting and, like, holding their hand, they're like, she's 13.
Yeah.
I think that he actually is a pedophile.
Shots fired. Shots fired. I get
ready. I gave you so much time.
I closed it already.
West side. I thought the halftime show was whatever, but you should have seen, and I maybe you saw it, or maybe you were outside.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say, and I did see
Justin Martindale.
He lost his mind.
Watching Beyonce at the halftime show.
He was looking at hand on his heart.
Had no idea there was a football game going on. He was just patiently waiting for Beyonce and commenting on commercials, and the minute she came out, dude, it was like the gay fucking...
Super Bowl.
Bro... lost it. Oh, girl! Like, he lost
She almost fell, dude. She caught herself. Oh, my God. I have this weird thing with Beyonce, because she is hot, but she's constantly getting sued for stealing, like, songs.
Really?
Like, constantly. There we go.
There we go.
God, you made up for a little late, you fuck.
Really?
You're like a dad who fucking
also, that's not really
isn't in life and shows up at 18 with a gift.
So she really is being sued for stealing stuff?
It's her managers.
Well, whoever it is. She had no way she's
like
sitting down
like, sampling things
or
actually
songs.
Stealing the entire song?
Like, she had to pay people out, dude. She's had to pay
well,
people
at least
out.
She did.
That old Robin Williams aspect of like, hey, you still okay?
Because
cool,
she's churning out
about.
Like. Sometimes she doesn't even put out albums. She'll just put a single out.
Yeah, that's what they do now. It's like, I'm just selling a shitload of singles. I'm touring. I'm making a shitload of money at that. What's an album have to do with anything?
I will respect this. Any woman that has a song about, if you fuck me good, we're going to Red Lobster. I'm like, hey, man, that's a win-win. Cheap restaurant and pussy?
What's that song?
That's her new song that she did at the Super Bowl.
Is she sponsored by Red Lobster? Because I always said that her and
all black people are sponsored by Red Lobster.
Are the biggest sellouts to get never called out for selling out.
Sellouts.
Like, they're just naming songs at their sponsors, which is the biggest. And I know this younger generation doesn't care about selling out. They're totally fine with it. But to put a product out as art when it's sponsored art is, I'm just from a different.
No,
time.
I hear what you're saying. I totally hear. It's hypocritical, or yeah, it's
hypocritical. It's just
oxymoron.
It's a sellout.
Yeah,
I don't know he put out, what was the name of the fucking clothing line they put? He named a song after a clothing line of people who sponsored it. I'm like, that's just a weird kind of.
Here's how you know
street cred and be doing that.
Here's how you know, and this is not a racist statement at all. But here's how you know that these fucking people are taking over my country. No, I'm kidding. Here's how you know that black people go to a restaurant a lot. If you go to the restaurant, there's nobody in the restaurant. You're the only person there. And you look at the menu, and not only is strawberry lemonade on the menu, there's a big picture of it in, like, the drink section. Then you go, oh, wow, a lot of black people must come here. They love them some strawberry lemonade.
Robin.
Who doesn't like strawberry lemonade?
It's delicious.
But black people like it a little bit more.
It's like
than
I
we
love
do.
Chicken and I love watermelon. And if I went somewhere and they had chicken and watermelon, I would order
okay,
chicken
but
and
if
watermelon.
You had to look at total orders at Red Robin between white people and black people, who's getting a water, who's getting the strawberry lemonade, I think it's way skewed percentage wise towards black people based on no research other than racism. I'm pretty positive that is the case.
That's yes,
right.
But racism
based on
does
no
count
research.
As research.
relying completely
based
on
preconceived notions. I'm
our
not
racist
even, not, math. Not even observing more than three people because I won't let anyone of color into my life.
Completely based on my theories of who I think is trying to take over my country. Yeah. Motherfucking friends.
Fuck your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
That's a great one. We got a call. Let's take a call.
All right.
We're delusional.
I thought you had to leave. You're good?
My thing got moved back. Nice. Hello? You're on with Punch Drunk Sports. Oh, excuse me. The Frank and Sam's final episode.
Hey, bro. John Smith, bro.
John Smith, bro.
Bro, what's up, bro?
It's John Smith, bro.
He's the guy we were going to hit with fly swatter, and then you guys left before I got back.
Oh.
And
oh,
I didn't have a fly swatter, but I had a 2x4. But a 2x4 you can kill a fly with, so that counts as a fly swatter.
Yeah, bro. I'm totally, bro. What's up, bro?
Bro, did you guys talk about Canelo Americana yet?
No,
not
bro.
Yet.
We
no,
haven't.
Because no one cares about boxing.
I do. I like boxing, and I'm already starting to get pissed off at Canelo.
Watch this.
This is just another example of what are you doing?
I'm miming, not being interested. This is what we used to do at University of Maryland. When other teams were introduced, we would read the paper real, like, obviously in front
of University of Maryland's women's team.
No, that's when I was in the stands at the shut up. Fuck you guys.
Oh man, what happened to Jude Jordan? Were you excited about Jude Jordan?
He never went to Maryland. He ended up going to Towson. He didn't even fucking start. He was so overhyped. He was so overhyped.
He was just housing Jew kids.
Oh, I know.
Why.
It was private school shit. And it was like, oh, he went up for 28. That's not a lot.
Yeah. Real quick. Here we go once again with another Mayweather thing. Nobody wants to see Canelo versus Khan. Everybody wants to see Canelo versus Golovkin. And I'm going to do what I did with Floyd Mayweather, not watch this fight.
I think it's actually a decent fight. And I think it's
going to be. It's not a decent fight.
It's going to be the end of. Yeah, but I think what happens now that Mayweather is retiring, he's saying he's retired, what's going to happen is Golovkin and.
Golovkin.
Galapagos?
What's it's Golovkin.
It's Golovkin.
Golovkin?
Is it Golovkin?
It's Golovkin.
Why are your fingers not moving right now?
It's Golovkin.
When you hear them going back and forth on how to say or spell a name, and you're just sitting there.
Sorry.
With one hand on the mouse pad.
You're reading about what?
The Mayweather fight.
You're not here to read.
It's Golovkin. I'm 99.9. Yeah, it's Golovkin.
Glunkin the pumpkin.
Yes, it's Golovkin.
Yeah, it's Golovkin. That he and Canelo are just going to have to both wipe everybody else out, the Amir Khans, all these other people that have belts, have had belts, everybody else that was in line to fight Mayweather, and then it's going to set up the super fight.
They're holding on. They're doing exactly what Mayweather did to Pacquiao.
But I disagree with that statement because what Mayweather did to Pacquiao was he waited until he was no longer in his prime. Both these guys
Golovkin is 33.
Golovkin and Golovkin. Yeah, but he's still in his prime.
Yeah. 2 more years he won't be in his prime anymore.
That's what they're doing. They're pushing it farther and farther back. So Canelo's such
someone you won't get the actual best.
Which is why I won't watch this fight.
Yeah, the Pacquiao fight, he's so close.
Khan is coming
best.
Up in weight. Really? He's fighting at a higher weight. This is pussy shit.
He's gonna get his ass kicked.
Right. So you're saying this is a good fight.
Amir Khan
I'm not
Canelo.
Really mad at you, but yeah, I'm mad at the notion that this is a fucking good fight.
I think, bro. I think that they couldn't get this fight to happen with
Canelo. Canelo is the one who doesn't want the fight.
It's Golovkin? I don't think anybody wants to fight Golovkin.
Yeah, they should fight.
I totally agree. I'm positive that they will. I'm positive that they will. Maybe even their next
What's
fight.
Your take, bro?
Well, Sam, I agree with you, man. They should just make the best fights at the appropriate time, not like all these bullshit people moving up and all that nonsense.
Who do you think asked the question, Ari?
I forgot. It's been so long. I haven't smoked pot for an hour.
Okay.
I can take care of that.
No, dude, this is just classic. What you're looking at is Oscar De La Hoya trying to protect his cash cow. And you know what? Boxing, even though
That's
Ari
a lot
hates
of it.
It, boxing, even though Ari hates it, is it's actually making some gains. There's some really exciting fighters coming up that are fun to watch. This premier boxing championship is kind of what I was saying about boxing, is that there's no brand of excellence. Meaning, you know, when the UFC is fighting, for the most part, you know they're the best fighters on the planet. The NFL, they're the best football players. Mm-hmm. NBA, best basketball players. Yep. Boxing doesn't have that.
Agreed. And they haven't had it for a long time.
They don't have anything that goes, this is the gold standard.
Since probably early, mid-90s, right. Boxing has been...
And it was starting to, after like everyone's kind of, okay, Mayweather, go away. It was starting to increase on that. But if this fight just lets me know it's never going to change. And I will not watch Canelo fight Khan. Fuck you. Or I might watch it, but I won't buy it. I'll never give you my dollar.
100%.
I will not give. I will 100%. Give you money for Glockin, Lumpkin versus Canelo because that's a fight I want to see and I want to support that shit. But until those two fight, I will not buy another fight.
When you know there's a better fight on the table.
Yeah. The rule was, the agreement was Canelo versus Cotto, winner takes on Golovkin. And they both chicken shit it out. Cotto gave up his belt because, one, it was a big fee. He had to pay out like $300,000.
A lot of money. It's where he's like, you know bullshit. What? Have the belt.
Yeah. And then, you know, it's like, now I don't have to fight the guy.
Yep.
And nobody wants to fight this guy. High trauma.
He's a tough motherfucker, but. That's one thing that I don't ever get, and you get a lot in boxing where it's like, I want to prove to the world that I'm the best boxer that there is, but I don't want to fight him. I think he's going to beat me. It's like, well, then you're not the best goddamn boxer that there is.
You should take on anybody anyone suggests. If there's any sort of public outcry of like, we want this fight, it's like, oh, well, if you guys think that this means I'm not as good as him, for sure I'll fight him first.
Yeah.
That's first. Always been my beef with Mayweather. It's like, if you, okay, yeah, you're 49-0, whatever. Dude, you ducked so many people.
You waited until Pacquiao had already lost twice.
Yeah. Nobody's like, gonna, no, Mayweather it will not, Mayweather as time goes on will be not be seen as great as he's telling everybody.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Yeah. So real quick, bro.
They'll just be like, he had a good record.
Do you have, the heavyweight division in boxing is getting really good. What fights would you like to see versus people? Bro?
Too early.
Oh, he hung up on us? Bitch, fuck. Well done, bro.
He knows.
Oh, he's ready.
Well John done, Smith, bro. He
John
knows.
John's going to fly swat that motherfucker. How many yards did Peterson go off for this year? When are we going to fly
Adrian
swat him?
Adrian Peterson?
Yeah, Adrian Peterson.
He wasn't even close to what he thought. Whenever he can come to the store, man.
Why can't he come to do it here in studio and we fucking light him up?
I think it's a job or something, like raking leaves or oranges or whatever they do.
Is he Mexican?
He looks like it.
Is John Smith, bro, Mexican?
He's something.
He's something.
Oh,
he's
I mean, something. Everybody's something.
There's some dirt in there.
Yeah.
For sure, something.
Something.
Can we get into a little NBA?
Sure. Did
Will they trade Blake Griffin? You've heard the talk. How do you feel about it?
1,485 yards.
1,485.
He said he was going to get 1,800.
I said he ain't going to get 17, let alone 16.
I mean, he led the NFL in rushing.
First he was saying 2,000.
With 2 weeks left, he goes, he's going to get 1,800.
It was like 4 weeks
like
left.
He needed like 220 a week.
Look, he's done that before. I'm like, yeah, like once.
Yeah.
We're like, fine. We'll take that bet. Dude, what do you think about last night?
With what?
Clips.
Oh, I mean, like, dude, Philadelphia is the greatest worst team ever. They literally play hard, and they just fall off at the end.
They almost beat the Bulls. They almost beat.
They went to overtime with the Clippers. They have the skills. They just don't have a veteran go-to lockdown guy at the end, which
they're not looking for that yet. They are next year or the year after.
100%.
J.J. Redick, best year of his career.
Yeah, he's doing well.
You could argue a case.
Comeback player of the year.
Team MVP.
He's definitely up there.
He really could.
I mean,
Paul is Paul.
The team goes as Chris Paul goes.
Absolutely.
When Chris Paul is
what
a player.
What about trading Blake Griffin? They're doing better without him than with him. Why not
get some stuff from him?
And it doesn't look like they're going to get over the mountain with this core in place.
Well, not going
to
happen.
It looks like they're going to always get to the second round, and that's it.
Well, there is
with
something
this core, they're just not doing it. So if you can get rid of Blake and get one really good player and two solid role players, that guy's a superstar.
Let me ask you something.
The only trade
Let me ask you something.
What?
Let's go back.
What about Hassan
seven
Whiteside?
Years ago,
what about Hassan
8 years
Whiteside
ago.
And two fucking really solid players?
Durant or nothing, I say.
Yeah, so he's that kind. Why?
That's
he's on that level.
You want to rebuild. You want to get Chris Paul the team, give J.J. Redick starting center, and then, maybe. I don't know. You're not going to get Durant for him.
Starting
well,
center.
Durant's better than him.
Oklahoma City might be like, we're fucked, and if there's anybody you can get the appease that market— is Blake Griffin.
Blake Griffin
that's where
he
went to college.
Blake Griffin would be great. Oh, really?
He's Elvis there.
He went to Oklahoma.
It's also
he's the king there.
The Clippers are doing so well now, it's like, where are you going to put Blake Griffin? Because you can put him in.
You put him right in there.
Yeah, but they're clicking so well now without him.
Yeah, but Blake Griffin is like
Kevin
a
Durant?
Cerebral player. He got drunk and did something stupid, and there's no, like, it was the dumbest thing.
But I'm saying they play great without him.
But then they.
But when the playoffs come, you got to play physical. That's the guy you want. Yeah.
The problem is this, dude.
What?
Thunder?
No, I'm just saying he's Thunder, like an all-star, and everyone's like, get rid of him. He's a bum.
I'm just saying, like, this team is not going to get over the hump with this
He's our Magic John. I know this sounds crazy. He hasn't won a championship yet, but he is our Michael Jordan.
They have gotten to a couple Western Conference championships, right?
No.
Oh, that's right.
Here comes
no, they
how? So how then? Is he going to be the guy? Get rid of him. Make him your Herschel Walker.
No.
I just don't.
We love him too much.
I agree.
Yeah, all right. Well, then enjoy the second round because that's your championship now.
It's going to be like the Lakers with Kobe. Do you think
we'll see if
hold
we'll
on
make some moves? We'll see if we'll make some other moves.
I mean, your move right now is hoping that Golden State and San Antonio implode.
What happened to Rivers' hand? We got two guys with broken hands. How did he break his hand?
In the Orlando game, he got fouled.
Oh, really?
Broke his hand.
So he's out for
4 weeks.
Fuck.
Could be five. Yeah. So we'll see, dude. I want to trade him. I'd rather trade DeAndre, and I know everyone's like, he's doing great right
yeah,
now.
I love Jordan.
I mean,
he might be my favorite Clipper other than
better
the
and
big
better.
Two.
Shoots at such a high percentage. What is he at, like 58%?
Yeah, he's really high. Him and Andre Drummond are just murdering people.
Did you see Steph Curry's percentage from inside the three-point line?
From inside it?
Yeah. Way over 50%.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
Did you see
and he has the highest percentage inside like 4 feet.
Did you see his 51-point game that he had?
I didn't see it. But
yeah, I did.
I saw about it. Yeah.
He had 30, I think, in the first quarter.
He only took shots that should have gotten him to like 25 points. Yeah. He had like three foul shots. He went 2 for 3.
Here's an interesting question.
7 3-point shots.
Do they lose a playoff game?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. They
yeah?
do.
For sure.
They do.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, dude.
Because you'll get the team
Golden
their best.
State
yeah.
is the luckiest motherfucker, in terms of like
no one's talking about them, so they can get right to the Western Championship and then prepare.
Well, because none of their major players get hurt, and they lost Steph Curry for like
because
two
they rest
games,
their guys.
And he fell
oh,
off,
Golden State,
and
Golden
they
State.
They struggled. It's like no, they never lose any. I like Oklahoma City lost Durant for the whole year.
Yeah,
you know Clippers losing Blake Griffin
pretty much.
Golden State has not
you
had
know, half the season
what?
Almost. Do you guys almost been gone half the season?
Do you guys right now think they're gonna hit 72 games? I think they're gonna get single digit losses. That's my belief.
I think it's very close.
I think they're gonna finish.
How
with
many
nine
do they
or
have
less.
Right now?
And
four.
The notion
four
that
losses
they get
right now
four 50 something game 52 games in 50 games in.
You would be an
with 30
idiot.
Games left.
Yeah, I think they could.
They're gonna have
for
six
sure.
more losses, possibly for sure. I mean, 24-6 is still a very good record.
Yeah.
Even nine losses. Even if they have nine losses, you're just like,
but
God,
dude.
Damn.
The notion of breaking this team up to bring in Kevin Durant is the dumbest
that's
thing
so
I've,
dumb.
I've ever heard.
And they won't do that. They won't do it. That's the fans' point of view.
Why would you break up something that is just cooking like, with gas?
Oh, we're gonna fucking have 10 rings, and we're going to break that up so we can have a shot at 12?
Yeah. You don't need him.
I agree.
It's literally
with that.
The only team that there's nobody in the NBA that the Warriors need. You could literally say that. Oh, I'll put LeBron on. Why?
Like
I'll
if you're
Anthony
an undefeated
Davis on
football
it.
Team and you're like,
why?
Let's bring in Tom Brady. It's like, why? You're winning in like a record
if it's
pace.
Not,
you're
if blowing it's not broke, don't fix it.
Exactly right. It's like of all of the things where you're, and trust me, especially come July, you're going to hear all the Durant things where he's going to go. Every NBA team is going to be like, oh, well, what if we did this? That's the one place. It's stupid for him to talk about.
Yeah, you don't
going.
Need him, dude.
I can see why he would want to go there. Who wouldn't want to be on the
right.
best team in the NBA?
Right.
But, like, if I'm them, I'm like, why do we take on this incredible salary, and why do we, like, cue ball this chemistry?
Yeah. Break it up. You're totally right.
Why?
I don't know. If I'm the Knicks just fired Derek Fisher, which is bizarre. It was just bizarre. Like, something's going on with Jackson. He's got to be feeling some
the
heat.
Knicks just followed Derek Fisher right after Barnes came.
One and nine.
Did you see Barnes chiming in on that?
Yeah, just did you see his Instagram picture just staring at the camera?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Matt Barnes. And
I do,
think,
too.
It's so funny.
He's not really wrong to say, I wish my friends hadn't fucked my girl.
Yeah.
I mean, if Patrick Coppolino did more of this, you'd respect him.
You seen him? That was rude, dude.
It was rude to fuck Patrick's girlfriend.
They weren't girlfriends. Have you seen his ex? She
he's
is
so evil.
Insanely hot.
Patrick? Really? Look her up.
No. Matt Barnes is ex?
Oh, Matt Barnes.
Yeah.
Look it up right
his
now.
Ex-wife.
I was thinking of Patrick, and I was like, what? Matt Barnes. No, let me see her.
Matt Barnes' ex-wife. And that's who Fisher is.
The light-skinned black hot.
This is what my ex-wife used to always say, which I really believe. Why are people mad at the guy who's cheating? I guess here because it's your friend. Rather than the scandalous bitch you trusted willing to fuck your friend.
Dude, you got mad at Bobby Lee for just introducing him to a guy.
But I can understand why he would get mad at that.
That's worse than the guy. I wasn't mad at the guy as much as I was at Bobby Lee.
Yeah.
Okay. The guy was just like, that chick was cute, and she did.
Yeah.
Bobby's like, oh, my friend is dating her.
Yeah.
Let me not end this right now.
You were in the right.
Thank you, Sam.
God damn.
What?
Like, look how fucking hot she is.
Tilt it down. God. Whoa.
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
Like
look at that side
insane.
Boob up there. Go top corner. Yeah.
And you don't give a fuck. That chick's put out two kids and you'd still hit her.
Wow.
She's hot as I know why he's pissed.
She's the wedding ringer.
I'll tell you why he's pissed. Here, this is why.
He can't play with his toy anymore.
This is Derek Fisher's favorite song.
So I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
Yeah.
West side.
Run sponge. To the bathroom.
There's a sponge right there. Yeah, fucking Jesus.
The sponge.
We had the worst Mexican.
The
he can't fucking do anything. He can't clean
anything.
Why don't
we try to elevate him to a level of a status level of like technologically based? You can't handle that. So like, go back to the sponge.
Dude, we had to teach you how to clean up. That's what your people do.
He's more comic than Mexican.
What Mexican doesn't know how to fucking clean up a spill?
No. Well, guys, we're at the end of the show.
By the way, I'm staying at Fulcheron's place. He lives like I did 5 years ago.
Oh, he's got a drawer full of finger puppets?
Oh, yeah. Hair everywhere. Hasn't scrubbed
the fuck. Is he in New York right now?
He's in New York now, yeah.
Oh,
which means my place there is going to look so disgusting. No, it's okay. It'll just be swept once.
That would be so rude not to clean up after. I mean, like, hire a Puerto Rican to go in there and clean the place for when you come back.
Puerto Ricans are the Mexicans of New York.
Yes, but they're so hot, dude.
Pretty hot.
Puerto Ricans are so fucking hot. Well, guys, it was a fun episode. Guys, thanks for coming on the last episode of the Frank and Sam show.
It's been great, man. I've always been a real fan of your guys.
Oh, thanks, guys.
We're canceling it. Any last thoughts?
I'll be at the Melrose Improv on the 24th of this month, and I will be at the Comedy Store Belly Room with Ari Shaffir Wednesday, tomorrow
night.
When
am I going to do these shows you guys keep all doing together?
You've been at every club across the fucking world, Phil. And, dude, I retweeted a bunch of your gigs, by the way. I saw you tweet them, so I retweeted them. You have like 90,000 gigs coming up.
Dude, it's either fucking I do the death or die.
I'll also be in the Belly Room July 14th.
I'm going to do an all crowd
3-minute
show.
Spot, really? 6 p.m.
Hell yeah. You're also doing my storyteller show. When was that one?
29th?
No. I can't find it. I'll tell you it later. So, let's finish. I mean, I'm not looking anymore.
Okay. All right. It's been a fun show, guys.
March 1st.
Support Mickey Gallagher. Hey, really quick. Everybody, this is the end show. I don't know how many people actually stayed to the end of the show. Why don't you guys come up with what we should have with it realistically?
I know.
What Mickey Gallagher should say.
Who are
Walk
you?
Out music because for Mickey Gallagher. Walk out music for Mickey Gall and what he should say about Punch Drunk when Joe Rogan is interviewing him.
Yes, yeah. Yes. So what he should say in what walkout song, he's going to do it.
And I would give serious thought to All the Single Ladies by Beyonce.
Ooh.
No, I'm not looking, against
no
that.
No one's looking for the female point of view.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shows how he doesn't take the fight seriously.
Yeah.
And if you like it, he wants you to put a ring on.
Yeah.
Mother, tell your children not
And then maybe you can have some rings that are replicas of the UFC 170 belt.
Show
them for the camera. Like,
yeah.
But I put a ring on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just, you know, brainstorm. But none of my brainstorms have been misses.
Dude, the fact that octave you just hit right there.
That's not the first time he did that tonight. Earlier, he hit a fucking high one, too.
That was so good.
It's by trying to sneak stuff in at
least. Apparently Mickey Mouse is now advising Mickey Gale. Guys, great show. Thanks for coming on the Frank and Sam show. And we'll see you guys next
week.
So
much fun.
Take care.
So I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
Take money.
West side, bad boy
take
killers.
Money.
You know who the realest is, niggas.
Take
we bring
money.
It to you.
Take money.
First off, fuck your bitch in the click you claim. West side.